mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 8th day of March, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. And believe me, this is a transmission you do not want to miss. I am really starting to get spooked by what's going on. I just had the Southern Poverty Law Center call me. They're doing some cover story on yours truly for their intelligence report that they mail out to millions of people's homes. My parents, for some reason, get it in their mailbox. Anybody who's middle class, I guess, gets one. And they tell you who's dangerous and who's bad. They set the parameters of reality. If they say the moon is made of cheese or Iraq has WMDs, it must be true. And, of course, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been saying that the Tea Parties and 9/11 Truth are going to do something violent when no one had done anything violent. And Chris Matthews and Glenn Beck were parroting what they had to say the last few months. And then right on time, you have the Pentagon shooting. You have Joe Stack. And in the middle of it, yours truly is continually being demonized. Very, very creepy. And I got to tell you, I've had a chill running up and down my spine as of late, not just for myself personally, but for this whole country and this whole planet. There is no doubt that the establishment is getting ready to really shake the planet up in an attempt to bring in their globalist agenda. So I want to break down the Pentagon shooting, Joe Stack, where this is going. The ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the mainstream media don't start demonizing a group and saying they're violent and going to carry out violence until the Pentagon and the Justice Department and private corporate black ops are getting ready to stage terror. And the Joe Stack situation, the Pentagon, both coincide with preconditioning. And then there's all the dovetail signs, all the earmarks of a staged event. And these are only preparatory to get it on people's psychological radar that, oh, these are bad groups, the birthers, the Tea Parties, the truthers. They're going to get you so that these groups can be demonized, when these are the only groups exposing the banking takeover and what the New World Order is doing. And these are groups that are exploding in size and popularity. The demonization is now here. And I have been singled out as the chief demon. I am now the chief devil, according to these people. And they've got their COINTELPRO at the low level opening up simultaneously, all revealing themselves as operatives, opening up on this talk show host. And it has two effects. It makes this radio show and everything we do that much bigger. But that is only done in the final process to build us up to then destroy us. And I don't know what form that will take, but I have a good idea. They've got to be careful, though. They tried to destroy Ron Paul in 2008 and only made him bigger. He survived it because a lot of us stuck beside him when the media ran its disinfo pieces against him. But this is definitely a time to gird ourselves because things are just now starting to heat up. And then there's so much other news. Max Keiser is joining us coming up in 2 hours. Very important broadcast today. You'll definitely want to stay with us. Please call your friends and family. Tell them to tune in today. They don't want to miss this important information. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
I am calling on every honest and vigilant Muslim in the countries of the Zionist Crusader Alliance in general, and America, Britain, and Israel in particular, to prepare to play his due role in responding to and repelling the aggression of the enemies of Islam.
In a new web video, the American-born spokesman for Al-Qaeda calls on Muslims serving in the U.S. military to emulate the actions of Major Nidal Hassan.
The Mujahid brother, Nidal Hassan, is a pioneer, a trailblazer, and a role model who has opened a door, lit a path, and shown the way forward for every Muslim who finds himself among the unbelievers.
Hassan is charged with killing 13 people at Fort Hood in November.
I believe that defiant brother Nidal is the ideal role model for every repentant Muslim in the armies of the unbelievers and apostate regimes.
Just hours after this video was released, Pakistani intelligence officials announced that Adam Gadan, also known as Azam al-Amriki, had been arrested in recent days. In the video, Gadan goes on to say fighters should target mass transportation systems and also wreak havoc by killing or capturing people in government, industry, and the media.
You shouldn't make the mistake of thinking that military bases are the only high-value targets in America and the West. On the contrary, there are countless other strategic places, institutions, and installations which, by striking, the Muslim can do major damage to the Crusader West.
Gadan also recommended finding ways to shake consumer confidence and stifle spending. Matt Friedman, The Associated Press.
That was the disinfo piece by the Associated Press yesterday that has almost zero credibility on military and terrorism news. The AP, every few weeks, runs a headline. Bin Laden puts out new audio tape, or Bin Laden puts out a letter on a website. And then at the bottom of the article, it always says, we cannot confirm this new audio tape or videotape or text is Bin Laden. And then months later, it comes out it's not. He's been dead since 2001. U.S. intelligence has even admitted that. Kidney failure. And yesterday they announced they had Adam Gadahn 2 days after his new video praising attacks on military bases and other targets to coincide, of course, with the Pentagon shooting to psychologically create the idea that 9/11 truthers work with al-Qaeda. And by last night, they had to admit, CBS News, Associated Press, you name it, oh, Adam Gadahn wasn't captured. Just like a few weeks ago, they had the big offensive going on in Afghanistan against Taliban-held areas hitting the streets globally. Hundreds of billions in smack hitting the streets globally. Hundreds of billions in smack. Hitting the streets globally, hundreds of billions in liquid secret cash for our rulers. They announced they'd captured number two in Taliban. Week later, it came out it wasn't true. They just announced, oh, we captured number two. Oh, we captured number three. And of course, it's all over the news that Adam Gadahn videos and other al-Qaeda videos have been uploaded by U.S. government intelligence fronts in the same video layer as the U.S. intelligence front's video bugs. The al-Qaeda video is loaded in by the same CG in the same video layer. They're so lazy, they don't even make one fake video with Gadahn up there, grandson of ADL founding board member, arrested for beating up Muslims outside mosque in California, hated Muslims so much, and they came to him and said, we got a way for you to really, you want to beat these people, young man? You go and pose as one of them. And then later when we're done with you, after a decade of you doing this, we'll stage your death and give you a face job. And of course, it's been declassified. Black Ops does that all over the world. And so the public's all saying, oh, Adam Gadahn was captured, Alex. Guess he isn't a fake. Oh, really? And I said yesterday on air before I learned that simultaneously by my last hour, it was then announced, okay, we didn't capture him. It wasn't true. But they even made that a footnote. They still kept running headlines, Gadahn captured, but not the Gadahn we thought. They would bury their retraction in other articles. This is how stupid they think we are. This is how stupid they think you are. They think you will buy anything they put out. It's like they claim they killed Chemical Ali four separate times. Then they executed him, what, last year? They killed him four times. They killed Saddam's sons three or four times. They killed different al-Qaeda leaders, in some cases, 14 times. And would never retract the last time they killed him, just announce every few months they killed him again. Now, you'd think that they wouldn't be so lazy and would pick other supposed leaders they'd killed and make that up, but they're not lazy. They're setting the precedent to lie to you in the open at a cartoonish, absurdist level to where the media just psychologically gets accustomed to accepting mass lies and never questioning. They're setting the precedent. Now, the whole world is hurtling towards total financial collapse. A new order is being formed on the ashes of the globalist last system. The head of the IMF today is announcing that all Western nations will pay taxes directly to the IMF and World Bank to, quote, save the earth, and that they don't even need any nations to ratify it, that the G20 leaders, the private banking heads that run our governments, have already agreed at their meeting 4 weeks ago in Australia. They don't need a Congress. They don't need a parliament. They do whatever they want, whenever they want. They have moved most of our industry over to China. They are now creating a new Cold War between the U.S. and China. It is all staged. They will use the threat of China as a pretext to shut down freedom on the web. That is being announced today. And now all the West has got to do, the people that control the West, is shut down any domestic dissent, supposedly for the people, by the people. We supposedly run our countries. Our Constitution is supposedly the law of the land. But no, anyone that talks about the Constitution, Bill of Rights, anyone that questions staged terror, anyone that questions Obama's birth certificate and all of his deception and his records all being sealed and his real name being Barry Sotero, and anyone that wants a pro-Second Amendment system, you are all internally the number one enemy of the so-called government that sits atop our country sucking it dry. All the internal reports, all the internal training is for you, the gun owner, the American. And now they're preparing the white Al-Qaeda story. They've been putting it out for 5 years, quietly setting up their story on BBC and Fox and CNN and having Glenn Beck, who we can trust, put it out. Oh, he's a good guy. We can trust him. He says we need new taxes. He says we need the Patriot Act. He says he is worried about domestic constitutional terrorists. And so the talking point is now being put out there at an exponential rate. ADL reports, Southern Poverty Law Center reports every day. Mainstream media reports, the enemy within, the enemy within, the enemy within. The citizens are going to attack. They're terrorists now. You bet we're using the Patriot Act against citizens and even non-terror related. Oh, we've got to put mobile homeland security, TSA checkpoints all over America. That was announced over the weekend. We're going to randomly put citizens through it and set you down in brain scanners. I have audio and video of this coming up in the next hour when we go live at prisonplanet.tv. Oh, we're going to have mobile centers that brain scan you, and we're going to be asking you questions, and there's going to be heavily armed troops everywhere. First, it's D.C., New York, Boston, Dallas, Chicago, L.A. Now even small towns have paramilitary troops out, regular Army, Marine Corps, National Guard, suddenly all over the news running checkpoints. All the TV and dramas and sitcoms and movies are set around fictional police state futures where to leave your house, you've got to go through a checkpoint and SWAT teams are everywhere. Just all mass conditioning for the incredible tyranny being brought in that by design is set up to bankrupt you and your family, to make you dependent on government for the social engineers to be able to fully take control of your life. And it's all written down. It's all admitted. It is the most nightmare control grid that you can even imagine. Forced drugging of the population, Ritalin, Prozac, vaccines, all being pushed. The good news is they tried to push forced inoculation nationwide in places like Massachusetts and New York State, and they failed. And so now suddenly there's dramas and sitcoms and movies about people that don't take vaccines being terrorists. And they're massively increasing the police and staging terror attacks against police. There's going to be more to make the police and military absolutely hate the American people. How long have I laid this out for you? And who are they setting up as the ultimate evil now in the mainstream media? Alex Jones. Why? Because I've got their number. So I need your prayers and I need your support. I can handle the stress. I can handle and control the subconscious fear. I can continue on. My team can continue on as we go into very dark waters. But I do need your prayers and I need your support. We've got to take the energy they're putting up against us and use it like a judo move to smash the New World Order politically. Because this is not 1995 when they could stage terror attacks and blame it on the Patriot Movement. This is 2010. And we're going to give the globalists a run for their money, and we're not going to stop. We're going to keep on a coming.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Peter Krachnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. The multiple federal stimulus packages have been an utter failure, unless you're an executive for AIG, large banking, or investment institution. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? People like you and I can't go to Washington for a bailout. Having your hard-earned money in the stock market or any other related paper asset is a lose-lose proposition. Lose on your capital investment, and when you cash out, you're paid in the dollar that is losing value every day. One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Krachnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Krachnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
The media, the dominant corporate media that's losing its credibility, is in a desperate gamble to set the parameters of what can be discussed, what can be talked about by the American people. You've got over 90% of the public in major polls, the most angry we've ever been in history, in modern history, against the illegitimate government. The people now know the banks have robbed them of $28 trillion and growing, and they've just gotten started. And they want to use the stolen money to fund the total takeover of their world government. They're coming out in the open. Everything the Patriots have talked about has come true. The forced inoculations, the legislation for FEMA camps, the army on the streets, domestic checkpoints. Coming up next hour, I'm going to break down the physical control grid they're putting in. The brainwashing of children in school. The use of the Patriot Act thousands of times per year, per state, by state governments, by county and city governments against non-terror-related individuals. Domestic violence, marijuana, taxes, the homeless. The Pentagon works for offshore banks. It's publicly said it runs the RFID, the internet, the entire system, the license plate readers, everything. San Diego, young people having to thumbprint to ride skateboards. The churches being federalized, the clergy response teams. You couldn't write a Kurt Vonnegut novel about a future police state and have it more satirically over the top. This is more scientific than Brave New World, more brutal than 1984. They've built the control grid in parallel to our republic, and now they're dissolving the pillars of the republic and absorbing us. This isn't a game or a joke, this radio show, ladies and gentlemen. This is reality. And all of you, whether you serve the system or not, you're in the crosshairs of this thing. I don't even know what to do anymore. It's just so diabolical. And we've allowed this level of evil to be set up. That we've allowed the media to tell us torture is good, torture of people's children in front of them, secret arrest and end of habeas corpus. And now the media is saying, use all of these systems against the American people. And that's what the Patriot Act says it was designed for in Section 802. Look at this article. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents inside the U.S. McCain and Lieberman have introduced a bill to do it. And that's not just PrisonPlanet.com and Paul Watson that breaks this down. Here's the Atlantic Monthly. A detention bill you ought to read more carefully. U.S. citizens suspected of terror activity without any evidence could be detained by the military on U.S. soil. That's the Atlantic magazine. Doesn't get more prestigious than that. Warning you. I mean, I can't believe this is going this far. I mean, they're really getting ready to shut down the web. They're really getting ready to start arresting people. They're really going to try it, ladies and gentlemen, and they want us to get violent. Because when anybody fights back being dragged off to the FEMA camp, you're going to be called a terrorist. Do you have any idea, police and military, what's going to happen to you when 1% of the gun owners resist? That's 1.5 million combatants. And once this thing goes hot, people aren't going to wait in their houses for you, fools. And all your cameras and RFID and tracker crap isn't going to help you. Do you understand that? And it's not going to help us, the American people, either. This doesn't have to happen, fools. That are, you know, there's a reason in the last 20 years they only hire police officers with under 100 IQ. And every time I mention that, I get emails saying it isn't true. Just Google. It's mainstream news, every major city. They don't like hiring cops that are smart because they know the cops will see through the programming and lies. And I'm not saying all cops are dumb. The point is that they don't want to hire smart people. Look at the TSA. I'm not saying you're all dumb, but a lot of you are as dumb as a box of rocks. Not all of you, but quite a few. And they give you this unholy, unconstitutional power. And they teach you that thugism and abuse is a good thing. Look, we have a criminal group that's hijacked our country. And a lot of people are waking up and taking action, so the government's going to stage a bunch of terror attacks and shootings and bombings and everything else and blame it on every group criticizing them. Just get ready for it. It's already started. It's the only card they can play, as I've said the last few months. And look, it's happening. But it is really creepy that in every one of these reports, I'm the top enemy of these people. Let me tell you, it's lonely. So horrible. And it's painful. But we've got to stand up against these people.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down
when the man
comes around. The hairs on your arm will stand up.
Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents.
And any sup. Will you partake of that?
The enemy belligerent interrogation detention.
Or disappear.
Interrogation, torture. The enemy belligerent interrogation, detention, and prosecution act of 2010, introduced by Senator John McCain and Joseph Lieberman on Thursday with little fanfare, sets out a comprehensive policy for the detention, interrogation, and trial of suspected enemy belligerents who are believed to have engaged in hostilities against the United States by requiring these individuals to be held in military custody, interrogated for their intelligence value, and not provided with Miranda warning. The full bill can be read here. We have a PDF up on PrisonPlanet.com in the article. The bill does not distinguish between U.S. citizens and non-citizens and states that suspected belligerents who are considered a high-value detainee shall not be provided with Miranda warning. a person considered high-value detainee if they fulfill one of the following criteria. Then you will be secretly held. One, pose a threat of attack on civilians or civilian facilities in the U.S. or U.S. facilities abroad. You just pose a threat. Pose a threat to U.S. military personnel or U.S. military facilities. Potential intelligence value. That's three. Just if you have any potential intelligence value, they can secretly arrest you. Four, is a member of Al-Qaeda or a terrorist group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Or five, such other matters as the president considers appropriate. So unlimited power in the last clause. Just like Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act says all activities that endanger human life that are a violation of any federal or state law are applicable under the Patriot Act that strips the entire Bill of Rights. I'm going to break this down fully in the next hour because it ties in with what the TSA is announcing they're going to do and are starting to do nationwide. But when I sent Rob Dew, Jason Burmes, and Jason Douglas up to G20, the Pentagon put out a report that they were at a Air National Guard base massing thousands of troops. We called the base and said, and other reporters had been there, and we said, we'd like to come over and interview. And they said, just come to the gate. So on video, and this is in the upcoming Police State 4 Rise of FEMA, they pull up, they give them their name, information, and they make them wait 20 minutes, and they say, yeah, pull over there, we're going to come talk to you. They come over, they talk to them, and they say, come back tomorrow. They then get tailed. They're in their hotel room eating dinner. The phone rings, and it's, hey, it's Alamo Rental Car. We want to give you two free days. The brakes aren't good on the car you've got. And our guy said, well, we'll bring it back tomorrow then. And the guy said, look, I'm such and such with the police department, and I got his name. I called him myself later from here in Austin, and we wrote an article about it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he said, you were suspected of being terrorists. You were plotting to attack the base. You were sneaking around, and you ran. And he gave him the names of the military officers they talked to. We have the video. They're totally polite. See, we're not human to the military and the police now. We're inhuman scum. You don't pull up politely and say, we'd like to interview your public spokesperson. We're making a film about this. We're not human. We don't even exist. Just out of hand, lie about us, say we were planning to blow the base up. And then he laughed at Jason Douglas and said, well, you're going to be on the list for the rest of your life. You see, Jason Douglas isn't a human because these people are psychopaths. Lying about us means nothing. And there's that talking point, ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, mainstream media, going on really for the last year, out of the blue, that 9/11 truth, alternative media, birthers in the fetters, we got army documents on this, are violent terrorists. And then magically, somebody goes to the military base, the Pentagon, and supposedly shoots two people. And magically, somebody who's a Tea Party person, the media claimed, turned out it wasn't true, flies a plane into the IRS building. And they've got the legislation, which I don't even know why they need this. I guess they just want it to be public. I mean, the Patriot Act's already got these provisions. The Enemy Combatant Act states that they just strip you extrajudicially of your citizenship and can arrest you in these fashions. This is the complete end of our republic. And once these protections are gone, it's going to be used on everyone. It always is throughout history. But they think you're such a drug-addled, decadent, dumbed-down, entertainment-obsessed, TV-head culture that you're just going to accept it. And they're moving with scientific tyranny, using your tax money, and they state in these reports, they're going to take your farms and ranches. They're going to take your businesses. They're going to draft your children into domestic spy corps and domestic environment corps, and it's all being announced. And they're going to take over the Boy Scouts, and they're now doing it and train them to, quote, take on gun owners and veterans. New York Times. They're just doing it. And the Republican Party is cheerleading all of it and claiming Obama's a communist and a Muslim. And he's not hard enough on terror when he is dwarfing everything Bush did. Again, giving Obama left cover so the left in this country doesn't realize what's happening. Do you feel safe having this set up? Look at what you are allowing to be built. And a lot of you know tyranny's being set up, so you're scared. You're going to try to just play it safe. But playing it safe against tyranny is not playing it safe. It's ensuring it happens. And many of you that are laughing now or are scared and don't get involved, if this ends up succeeding, you're going to have yourself to blame for it as much as the New World Order. You understand that? You are having your water poisoned. You are having your food poisoned on record. The GMO, the hundreds of chemicals they put in the water, the vaccines. They're coming after me, but they're also coming after all of you. We know how these systems end. We know the goal is to be authoritarian and oppressive. We know they're federalizing all local police, putting in threat fusion spy centers that violate the entire Bill of Rights on its face. We know the government brings in the majority of the narcotics on record. We know they're planning to launch new wars. There is no end to what this ruling class is doing. They are predators, parasitically feeding on everything good, funding radical Muslim terror groups at every front. So think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about the future. Think about what you're allowing to happen. Think about how they sell you on, oh, we're just going to torture foreigners. We're just going to secretly arrest foreigners. And then you find out they're using the Patriot Act on gun shows and homeless and veterans and supposed family violence and for people supposedly who hadn't paid their income tax. Oh, you don't get your due process. You don't get your equal protection under the law. You don't get your jury. But wait, I thought this was for Al-Qaeda. You are Al-Qaeda. The Army's own report from 2005, the Tagumbu report, General Tagumbu, torturing children in front of their parents sexually, raping them. Well, that's what America's got to do to get tough on Al-Qaeda. Torturing people to death, secret black sites all over the world, snatching and grabbing whoever they want, whenever they want. And now they're saying, we're going to do it America to citizens. They have to come out in the open so the FBI and the ATF and the cops and the private contractors think it's okay. Men, we're getting tough on the terrorists in America. These truthers and birthers and in the fetters have been linked to this event in Austin. And the event at the Pentagon, but that's classified. The public can't be told this. These are the high-valued targets. You're going to break into their house and plant stuff on them. Or you're going to snatch and grab them. This guy goes home at work at this time. We've got some local PD working with us. Member of the CIA operative, Carnaby in Houston, what, a year and a half ago? High-level CIA. The cops pull him over, get him out of his car, and execute him right there on the street. They got CIA squads in every department above 50,000 people. That's a dead reckoning. In key drug routes, the CIA runs small police departments. And hey, if the cops are on the take from the government, you see these local judges and cops living in million-dollar houses? Then they start getting more corrupt. They start raping women. They start parking outside the topless bars, pulling them over, making them do sexual favors. They start beating up their neighbors, killing people. They start just pulling cars over, robbing people's wallets. Because, hey, they're allowed to commit crime. They know stuff about the government. And the government has been recruiting for decades more and more criminals into their midst and kicking the good men and women out. Until now, they think they've got enough criminals in major police departments and in the state houses and in the federal agencies that they are going for absolute broke. And the government's put out reports a month ago saying John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez could write memos ordering the military to torture children and bury people alive, and that the president is basically a god. And they're telling the Justice Department and the FBI that right now, and they're saying, boys, you do whatever you want as long as we order it. It's open season on the American people. Tear them limb from limb. Drive them into submission. The banks are going to take good care of us. We just got to hold these people down while we rob them. You're all going to get a piece of it. Their farms, their ranches, their businesses, their women. And you see all the new cops and FBI people, they got shaved heads, goatees, devil tats. They look like hardcore ex-con enforcers. And they do what they want, when they want. And I want you to know something, folks. They're not going to give you any quarter. They're not going to back off one bit. They decided to go for broke. They've committed so many crimes. They've tortured children with battery acid. Sexually. That's all I'm going to say. It's in the Army Report, MSNBC, if you want to read it. And our government has said, that's good. That's wholesome. What comes next? How much further do we sink? Where do we go from there? A lot further down. Hell is being released. And the movies and the culture, the video games are all about rape and torture and murder and death and killing. You know, the Roman Republic didn't have gladiators when it was first founded, and then it was only convicted murderers that had to fight, and then they started throwing people in for not paying their taxes or for no reason. And the Roman historians wrote it was meant to dumb down the people and sear their conscience so they would accept brutality and see it as a form of entertainment so that they wouldn't stand up for each other when they were oppressed. And scientific torture porn, as the media calls it, showing unbelievable rape and torture in movies, showing it as if it's good. People go and watch that and are totally desensitized. It's now manly to be into torture and death and killing. We have been turned into a nation of demons. And when I say fat, I mean spiritually fat, decadent, slovenly, hateful, spiteful, falsely sardonic, arrogant, exponential envy, like a disease has spread, balkanized, divided against each other, lovers of themselves, lovers of evil. 50 million dead babies. Black people, led by their wicked leaders, have allowed 52% of their people to be murdered by abortion. And they love it. But some college kids, as a joke, throw some cotton balls out by the black dormitory. And they're being charged with terrorism. Yeah, see, that's what the system does. It always gives you a false version of justice. Oh, we're going to kill 52% of the black people. We're going to shoot you in the back and torture you and ship drugs in your community, but none of that's a problem. Your black leaders aren't going to get concerned about that. But don't worry when some college kids throw a bag of white cotton balls, I guess meaning used to be cotton pickers. We're going to charge them with terrorism. That's in the news today. So see, you could feel all good while you go in and get a big glass of fluoride that attacks your testicles and your ovaries and all your organs. You can shoot yourself up full of your mercury. You can watch 52% of your people killed. But nobody told you to be upset about that. So you're going to get all sad and cry about the cotton balls all day. And watch two young stupid pranksters drug off to prison. Was it mean? Was it insensitive? Yeah. And black clubs have done similar things to white clubs. Big deal. That's just tribal baloney. And who knows, it may even be a frame-up. Most of these college campus things where a star gets put on a dorm room, Star of David, or a swastika, or the N-word gets written. Most of the time it's been staged. And that's come out in the news for people looking for attention. See, we're all worried about men in a cave. We better give all our rights up to the troops and the checkpoints and the body scanners because it's so scary because the Al-Qaeda boogeyman might get me. Statistically, you got a better chance of being struck by lightning twice in 1 year. That's an official number. Than you do of being killed by a terrorist. Meanwhile, you can see the terrorism. You can see tyranny. The body scans, the thumbprinting, the tracking, the tracing, the surveillance, the control, the cops everywhere, the gun confiscation, the paramilitary black ski mask, the troops running checkpoints. I mean, we know what the big bona fide threat is in history. We know we're in big trouble. But see, it's the perception. Let's not worry about 16 million murdered black people. Let's worry about some cotton balls and cry and get all scared and say, yeah, put them in prison for a prank.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heartbeat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at HBExtract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5255. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with AirAndAqua.com. Using purification devices from AirAndAqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit AirAndAqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop AirAndAqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome to your life, a government run by foreign banks robbing everything in front of our eyes. They knew all the torture information was going to come out at Abu Ghraib and other camps, so they released some of the lighter photos, people being bitten by dogs, beaten to death, having to do sexually humiliating things, because this is what the perverts who run our government like. And so they sold the world on how great this was. And, of course, the world only hated us that much more. And now our government can't criticize China killing political dissidents because our government's gearing up to do it as well. And we know how this ends. We know where this road leads. To death and destruction and damnation. We know. So for all of you soft people out there who are tuning in for the first time and think this is funny, you haven't studied history and you have no idea what you're in store for. We're a nation of spoiled brat children. And we better repent. And you're not going to find God in most of these churches. You're going to find a bunch of worldly glitter bugs. You're going to find God hitting your knees at midnight in the stillness of the night and asking God for forgiveness for not standing up against this evil and not doing more. Asking God to forgive you for hardening your heart and not recognizing evil in the culture when it's all around you. Evil isn't cute or funny. It's stinking piles of dead bodies. It's maggot-covered corpses. It's pain and humiliation, and it's innocence being tortured. This disgusting fetish that's pushed of paramilitary police and military everywhere, and this religion of weakness and cowardice, and a public that's trained to just sit there and wait for help. Help isn't coming. I thought about Friday's show with Gerald Celente talking about how there was a big earthquake when he was in Chile and he got out of the building and nobody else did. They just sat there calling the front desk and calling the police begging for help. And how he was in a restaurant, no one would help this choking man. So he finally helped him. And then they found out there was a doctor in the house who didn't want to get involved. Just like when I saw that choking woman, no one would help her. They were all yelling, call 911, call 911. They'd had their whole humanity taken. A bunch of TV-watching spectators who can't and won't do anything. And the establishment knows that, so they're going to rob you and hurt you. Do you understand that, fools? They are going to smash this society into a trillion pieces. Because that's the nature of evil. That's the nature of government. Once evil and corruption gets a hold, it's then a competition of the wicked, of the evil with each other to get into control. And within just a few decades, you get pure psychopathic, sadistic murderers in who just start slaughtering everyone for enjoyment. And you got CNN saying Mao Zedong's a great guy. Played that last week twice. Just bathing, washing our brains in pure evil. God help us. And I can really feel in my spirit, in my intellect, in my gut, in my psyche that we are headed towards a major explosion of this tyranny. I intellectually see it, but I also spiritually see it. You better get right with God. That's all I can tell you. You better hit your knees and ask God, not for protection. We don't deserve that. But that we get right with God. And that God work with all of us to make us be the leaders in our communities to stand against this evil. That is the only way we're going to be redeemed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. or 800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Society is going crazy, and it's only going to get worse as this decadent population finds out they've slid into depression. 70 years ago, during the Great Depression, 90% of the population was agrarian, lived on the land, and was self-sufficient. 10% was urban. Now 90%, or 89%, if you want to be exact, is urban. 11% is rural. And roughly half of the rural population is self-sufficient, 5.5%. And there was an increase in crime and a lot of problems during the Great Depression. You have a Great Depression in this demonic modern system, it is going to be a nightmare. Shooting at North Dallas office tower. There's been a shooting at an 18-story office tower in North Dallas housing, United Texas Bank, among other businesses. Few details are known to Fox 4 News, but the incident happened at 11 a.m. at the Four Forest Building at 12222 Merritt Drive off Interstate 635. Dallas Fire Rescue reported that at least three people were transported to area hospitals. Several police and fire personnel and vehicles could be seen at the station, the location. Officials said the building was on lockdown and that no one was being allowed in or out. Yeah, that lockdown's great so the shooter can kill more people. It's a great little system so everybody can call 911. If somebody's having a heart attack, you just call 911. Or if somebody's choking, you call 911. Or a woman's being beaten to death in the street by thugs, you don't even call 911. You just go on past because you're so self-centered and decadent. And if the government's torturing children in black op camps worldwide because they like it, you better not say anything. After all, you got to get your nails done this afternoon. You got to go watch a basketball game at the bar with your buddies and get drunk. You got to act cool. You got to get a new tattoo to look tough. Not saying you're bad if you got tattoos. You know what I mean. What do you worship? What are your idols? You worship God and liberty and freedom and your rights? Do you jealously guard your rights? As Thomas Jefferson said, you better guard the jewel, even if you fight as hard as you can to protect it, you'll probably still lose it. But if you become a bunch of slack-jawed, lazy punks, you will be taken. And you will be drugged to the center of evil. Because evil doesn't quit. It always wants more. I know I'm pretty intense today, but ladies and gentlemen, because I can feel the evil rising because it feels the good rising. It knows you're waking up. It knows you're getting involved. It knows you're out there waking other people up, and it's ready to launch terror attacks and new wars and financial implosion, and it's planning on it. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take calls in the next 30 minutes. Then we're going live at the 33 after at prisonplanet.tv in the last 2.5 hours, and we're going to have a lot of key news I'm going to be covering, but I'm going to open the phones up now at 1-800-259-9231. And we don't screen your calls, but if you just call in to plug something or call in to ask me about chupacabras or something, I'm not doing it. I've laid out a lot of serious issues here, and I'd hope you'd want to discuss those. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air today. It is Monday, the 8th day of March 2010, and I'm Alex Jones, your host. Coming up, I'm going to break down in great detail the Pentagon shooting, the Joe Stack situation, the good news out of Iceland, the bad news out of China and the Middle East. I haven't even gotten into it all yet, but it's coming up. And Max Kaiser. Don't forget to financially support us if you think this works. It's important by buying books and videos at InfoWars.com.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials where you can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You are only alive once. You are living in the middle of one of the most important times in human history, if not the most important. Massive technological development, a incredibly wicked elite ruling the planet, setting up a draconian planetary regime to carry out mass extermination of the majority of the population. That is their final public stated goal thousands of times in textbooks and government documents. You think they're selling you on torture and death and war and surveillance just so they can be rich and powerful? They've already got all the money. They already print the money. These are unbelievably dark people. And, you know, they think you're a coward. They think I get up here and talk about all this, and in a way they're happy I'm here. They think it scares you and creates a chilling effect. I certainly hope that's not the case. And I know it scares some, and cowards don't matter. I'm talking to people that are red-blooded and realize that you don't cower down to a threat and have it go away. I'm speaking to people that recognize what's going on and are going to stand up against it and realize we can beat these people. because 90% of this war is a mind game. This is an illegitimate, degenerate pack of lying criminals who engage in every form of deception and lies you can imagine. And they've got to sell their minions, their police, their military, their enforcers, their bureaucrats, that torture and secret arrest is good. That's why they're trying to pass new legislation to arrest citizens secretly and torture them for no reason. Even Atlantic Monthly's reporting on this. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour with a big news blitz. But you know what? I'm not angry at cowards who rationalize what's going on and psychologically make excuses and laugh this off. Or who know it's real and just hide under their bed, figuratively. I'm angry at another group of people, not just the evil people that have set this system up and profit from it, but from those of you out there that know how evil this system is, and you have made the choice to join it. You have made the choice to serve it. You know it's bad, and you have decided to join with it because you think you're on the winning team. You know it's bad. You know it's evil. You know it's destructive. And you say, Alex, because I've been at events and been called and talked to people, and they always say it's off record, and I wear a journalist hat, so when it's off record, but you've seen them write books and talk about it. You've heard them hear some of them on this show. Oh, Alex, the world's always been a bad place. You got to make compromises, and the general public's just as evil as the elite, and they'd tear you apart if they were in control, and you just better try to join the elite to protect yourself, and, you know, we've got to do some bad things to protect the good, and, you know, the truth must be guarded by a bodyguard of lies, and the end justifies the means, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, look where that type of thinking has taken us. All right, I said I'm going to go to your calls. It just really hit me this weekend. It hits me stronger and stronger just how hardcore this is, just how real it is, and the bizarreness of the things that are going on, the over-the-top, and the fact that I'm one of the most dominant, prolific, voices in the world against this? That isn't an ego trip. That freaks me out. I'm freaked out. Because I know I'm right. I know I'm dealing with psychopathic control freak killers. I know who they are. I know they're bad. We've proven it. It's ridiculous how much proof there is. And it's like a bad nightmare. I just want to wake up from it. I want it to stop. I want people in government to say, no, we're not going to be pure evil. I mean, I wish for a boss hog corruption. I wish it was just politicians getting bribes and kickbacks and, you know, on highways. I mean, that's not good, but it's not giant CIA torture centers, which really aren't about even torture. It's about having hundreds of bases where government personnel and private contractors rape and torture people and children to create cadres, armies of literal demon force. I mean, it's just armies of hell are being bred and fitted out. I see their huge systems and their war fires and their factories turning out not just physical implements of war, but the spiritual implements. And it's just, it's unbelievable. And they're all around us and carrying out every form of viciousness and horribleness against innocence you can imagine. And I feel the pain. Spiritually, intellectually, physically, but I could feel the pain of the planet, of the people on the planet, and all the horrible sorrow and everything they're being put through. And I know why this has happened. Evil's always been there, but we became beguiled by it. We got sold by it to just go to sleep and not be involved, and it's not our job, and just watch our TVs and suck our thumbs, and we have cancer. We have spiritual cancer, we have physical cancer, we have economic cancer. All the curses that are coming upon us, all the disease and infection exploding, all the new diseases and all the, we are just completely screwed. We are dealing with an elite that wouldn't just kill 3,000 people on 9/11. They would do it in such an obvious way. Multifaceted, evil genius. To threaten those of us that are intelligent. Yeah, look, we kill people out in the open. There's nothing you're going to do to stop us. And then their disdain for the general public, thinking you're so dumb that you would just accept this and buy their lie, because they know subconsciously and spiritually, you know it's a lie. And then you accept the lie. You buy into the lie. And then you'll accept all the other lies. All right, I'm done preaching. I said I'd take your calls. And I'm not even depressed. This is not depression you're hearing here. This is not even a weight. I don't even have a weight on me. It's more like I've got so much depth now of understanding, and it's indescribable. The worst part is I have to be aware of the establishment. I have to know that they're conscious and know the evil they're committing and that they enjoy it. And that for them, this is all so much fun. And then I'm here conscious. I have their same perspective. That is, I can look at things through their eyes. And I can look at things through the public's eyes, through different strata, different psychological types. And I just can't believe it. I can't believe our species is like this. I don't want to run away and hide out of fear. I just want to not be part of this. I just want it to go away. I want it to stop. I don't think most of you realize what's going to happen to all of you. What's already being done to you through the water and food, through the television. God almighty. It really hit me. The average black person doesn't even know or care that 52% of their people are killed in America. And that's a great example of how perspective, they could be upset over somebody putting a cross in their yard or cotton balls on their front lawn, but not over half of their people being murdered. It's the same thing. We have this big criminal government abusing all of us openly. We know it's evil. We know it lies constantly, but we see an awakening taking place, but people aren't awakening fast enough or deep enough. If I could just show people what I know, if I could just have you look through my mind at all the research I've done, and if people could just have discernment, it would just, the world, though, the truly wicked, though, they can see. That's the thing about it. They are not blind. At the highest levels of evil, they're not deceived. They know what they're doing. And what's sick is they can see what I see. They can see the alternative for humanity. And it's just unspeakable. Unspeakable. It's unspeakable. It's beyond anything I could have ever imagined. Because more than just committing their acts of evil, they enjoy the discord, the confusion, the mental illness, the sickness. They love taking God's incredible creation. They love taking innocent, wonderful children full of light and liberty and a future and turning them into these hunchback, crone-like demons we see peopling the planet. I don't even mean their physical look. I mean the spirit. All right, we're going to go to break and go to Bill, Kerry, John, Mark, Ben, and others, and then I'm going to get into all the news. But I'll say what I said last hour, folks. You had better hit your knees every night. And you better ask the creator of the universe to open your eyes up. Because if you open your eyes up spiritually to the devil's system, and if you even begin to see one-tenth of what I've seen, you will know why I work so hard, why I can't even make myself go home, though I hate even being here. I hate doing this, but I can't stop because I've got to fight these people. Then you wouldn't be so lazy and so weak-minded and so willing to be deceived. if you had any idea what we're facing. Mao killed 80 million people. 80 million. And he was nothing but a prototype of what is about to happen. They're going to kill us.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
There was a reason that our forefathers were pious, focused people. It wasn't that they were squares and weren't cool. They had been through history. They'd been through war. They'd seen other civilizations. They knew that slovenliness, weakness, backstabbing pettiness, worldliness was destructive. And that once you let evil in, it will bring you down and destroy you. Because the globalists aren't just going to kill us. They're going to continue to poison us slowly with degenerative diseases. They're going to continue to murder us at will. They are going to continue to carry out all forms of evil against our society. We need to kick the evil out, and it starts at our own homes, and it starts in our own hearts. It starts on our mind, our soul, our home, our block, our neighborhood, our city, our county, our state, our country, our world. We need to repent. That's what we need to do. It changes within us. And look, I'm not perfect. I'm 36 years old, and I've been worldly. I've done bad things, but I've always had a good heart and love God and love goodness. And that's where it starts, folks. If you just ask God to fill you with his spirit, then if you're truly filled with the spirit, you will fight evil. If you're not filled with that in your church, ladies and gentlemen, you're in a wicked New World Order church, and you already knew that. All right, I said I'm going to your calls. I got a bunch of news to get to, and Kaiser's coming up. But Bill in Canada, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yes, hi, Alex. Never believe that your message isn't getting through, because even in Canada, you have a large following here.
I know, but the message isn't getting through of how bad it really is, Bill. People think I'm exaggerating. I can't describe how evil it is.
No, the right ones follow everything that you said, and at the right time, and I don't know when that's going to be, they're going to stand up to be counted. But what I'm calling in about here is there is one family that has been singled out here and had their home invaded by 100 camouflage and heavily armed SWAT team members and everything else, and they were occupied for 4.5 days like that. And when the children wanted to hit the biffy, they had to have a police escort to get
them. What was this? I mean, has it been in the news?
Yes, it has, but they've put a spin on it, and you can't.
So what happened? Tell me the case. I mean, where is it?
The case is in northern Alberta, close to the British Columbia border, and this family set up there about 20 years ago to be self-sufficient, so they wouldn't be depending on the New Agers for everything, right?
And let me guess, they said they were abusing the children. I don't know of the case. What happened?
Well, they haven't got they tried that, but it wouldn't wash because these people are very clean living people. And they spin their own wool, they make their own cheese.
So why did the devils come? What did the devils do? Tell me the case so I can look it up.
Okay, 10 years ago, there was some sabotage in the oil field. And part of the sabotage was done by the police, and they admitted it in court, and yet still put this man in jail for 28 months.
Oh, sure, that's the case where they're claiming natives are blowing stuff up?
We don't know who they're claiming is blowing what up, but, you know, they...
So why were the police there for 4 days?
Well, they came under the auspices of a search warrant, which was, it appears to be improperly done. And even if it was, you still don't have...
So they held them captive for 4 days?
4.5. Yeah. And anybody that, you know, like a three-year-old wanted to use the biffy, well, they had
no, they do that in public school training. They make the children defecate and urinate in buckets at most major public schools. If you don't believe me, listeners, just search engine it. As part of the mass mind control, it's literally a re-education camp. Tell me the name of the people so I can pull up an article on it.
Weibo Ludwig, Ludwig.
And give me a basic headline.
There's an oil fire burning out of control now that's just downwind from them. And it's the worst ecological disaster.
But see, here's the deal. You just said the guy's name, and I'm just trying to... I mean, what did the media call the case? Well, I'm just trying to find out the headline here.
Well, there's...
You know what, Bill? I appreciate your call. Somebody will send me the information. Okay, send it to showtips@infowars.com. You said his name. I don't know if the guy's got that or probably didn't, but... Lubgwig or something. All right, Kerry, John, Mark, Ben, I got a lot of news I need to get to, but we'll continue with your phone calls. On the other side of this quick break, this is the GCN Radio Network. Max Keiser to talk about the economy, what's going on with Iceland is coming up on the other side. This is the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country?
If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange Home Gain Gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it, others don't.
We are now live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. Max Keiser's coming up in the next hour. I want to at least get to these calls that are on the board, Carrie, John, Mark, Ben, and others. Then I want to start getting into a lot of the news ahead of Keiser joining us on the economic front. A lot happening there. But not only am I going to pay some bills right now, this is also how we get the word out and wake people up. You can get Jesse Ventura's new book. It officially comes out today. He's on with us Friday. But we've had him for weeks and started shipping him out late last week. American Conspiracy, Jesse Ventura with Dick Russell. Amazing book. Hardcover. Where he breaks down a whole bunch of New World Order operations. Find out more at InfoWars.com. And get a free Loose Change Final Cut, a preeminent 9/11 film, free. So it's normally $24.95 for the hardcover book. It's $19.95, and you get a free film. That is a $44+ savings. So again, Jesse Ventura's book, Loose Change Final Cut. If you've already seen the film, doesn't matter. Get a DVD copy, high quality, give it to friends and family, wake them up. Or if you don't want that film, Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, the last video interview he did with me, I made a film about it. This is free with Jesse Ventura's new book. Don't forget, you can also watch all of my films, in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, and watch the live TV version of this radio show. And I want to thank all the prisonplanet.tv members. Coming up next month, prisonplanet.tv members will see first in high quality at prisonplanet.com and prisonplanet.tv for prisonplanet.tv members. You will see Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, Jason Burmes' newest film, 18 Months in the Making. Great, very informative film. The whole history of the New World Order, who they are and where they're going. Covers so many issues. You'll see that first at prisonplanet.tv, along with, at about a week later, it's going to come out April 15th. I'm going to have April 21st, the release of Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, that I've been working on with Rob Dew and Jason Douglas for the last year. So that's for prisonplanet.tv members. If you're not a prisonplanet.tv member, go sign up today. Okay, I want to get into the news here in a moment. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This is just, we knew it was coming, but it's still just disgusting to see them actually doing it. That's, let's go to Carrie. Carrie in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, whenever you start walking through this grid of evil that's being established, I can't help but think of the Luciferian creed of do as thou wilt, because that's what holds us all together, whether it's torturing children or genetically modifying food or lies or abortion, whatever it is, it goes back to that. People don't like to admit that Luciferianism that's integral with the whole elitist thinking, but it's there. You can't get around it. And to the last caller, you mentioned how you get frustrated that you can't, that people think you're exaggerating when you say the things that are true. And I understand some people thought you were exaggerating when you were talking last week about aspartic acid and the bacteria that's secreted that is used to make aspartame. It's absolutely true. And something that's even more common than aspartame is the citric acid. Citric acid is produced by Aspergillus niger, a fungus. It's excreted by a fungus that's submerged in molasses. And it's not only a fungus, it's a fungus that's been radiated with gamma rays to genetically modify it. It's a mutant. I mean, it sounds insane when you say this stuff, but anybody could search engine Aspergillus
niger. No, we're eating total frankenfoods, and I've read about that as well, but we know that the excretia of these genetically engineered bacteria is a toxic, highly addictive poison, aspartame. And now you can't, at any store I've gone to, can't find any gum that doesn't have it, even if it's not sugar-free. They know it's brain-damaging people. It's so diabolical. I mean, they're just poisoning everything. And it's genetically engineered bacteria crap. And every time I mention that, I get emails saying, oh, it's ridiculous. No, it's not. I mean, people just can't believe the magnitude of the elite playing God and doing everything they can to destroy creation. Meanwhile, selling us on a world government to save the environment by taxing carbon dioxide that's good for the environment. See, they know people are concerned about the earth because there are a lot of problems. And so they create a fake counterfeit of that, which is attacking something good. To have total control. I appreciate your call, Carrie. Good to hear from you. It's just, there are thousands of genetically modified organisms that they've already made that we're eating. And I tell people this and they won't even go look it up. They'll just think it's not true. John in Washington, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? The reason I was calling, I'm finding a good fight here in Spokane, Washington, and getting out 200 DVDs, handing them out for free, thanks to you not copyrighting your DVDs. But my question today was, how close do you think we are? Because, the FEMA camps scare me. I'm not sure about you, but they're pretty scary.
John, I appreciate your call. What scares me is letting evil win. We already live in a big FEMA camp. Checkpoints, license plate readers. The children are being trained to thumb scan to get their lunch or library books. They're being trained to be searched without warrants. We already have more people in prison than even China. And they've got the legislation to designate all the old military bases as FEMA camps. They will continue to destroy the economy. They will continue to incrementally have people go bankrupt. And then they'll advertise the government centers, you know, federal and state, federally funded state homeless centers that are little prisons as their FEMA camps. And they will pass legislation to arrest people for their political views. That bill is now introduced. I'm going to cover that after we finish calls here in a moment. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Maryland. Mark, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. We've talked a few times. I'm the guy that helped with that VFW thing about the inventory that they took with the getting back the military firearms.
That's right. All the old firearms from World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the government's registering them all with the VFW, of course, for confiscation.
Alex, you got to let me focus here. I'm nowhere near as good as you are, but I have what I believe might be a solution, a proactive, peaceful solution that everybody can take part in, that cares to take part in it. I'd like to share it with you. And first thing I'd like to say is there's a little problem with enemy identification we're having. You do a really great job of exposing all these things. I mean, what are we exposing now? I mean, they're doing it in plain sight. What we're really doing is just clarifying what they're doing and, you know, exposing what Benedict Beck, I mean, that guy, you can't tell me he doesn't have a college education. He's so subliminal in his methods and floating those pictures around. The stock market, it's completely controlled. Goldman Sachs is all over that. You know, we've got to tell people who the enemy is because, you know, if you get punched in the face, your first reflex is to punch back. And whether it's happening for real or it's false flag, flying into the side of an IRS building, is that's not the enemy. The enemy, I believe, and you can't name individual people because they'll take you off the air. But, I mean, we got the CFR and things like that. When you can direct people and tell them to, it's the bankers. Who are the bankers?
Well, there was actually a Bloomberg article, what, 2 months ago, guys? Will you pull it? Bloomberg arming. It's a Bloomberg article headline, Goldman Sachs arming themselves for people attacking them. And that will just turn them into victims. We need to expose these criminals, not do anything violent to them. But the reason, notice it is the IRS. It is the military being attacked. And the reason, we know this is staged for many reasons, but they prepared the public that there would be attacks on these very installations. Then it happened so they could demonize their political enemies. And I've been saying it's the season for that, made the prediction, it's all come true in triplicate, which just further concerns me because I know where we're going in the next phase, and I don't like it. And, yeah, the UN's not being attacked. The Federal Reserve's not being attacked. Goldman Sachs isn't being attacked. The Council on Foreign Relations isn't being attacked. These people are not being attacked. The real system is not attacking themselves in these staged terror attacks. They're attacking their own police and military and enforcers and parasite suckers at the IRS because they want to get their culture to get in a more warlike mode against us, the people. And they're internally teaching them that we are the enemy. Go ahead and taser that scum if they talk back. Go ahead and beat them up. Go ahead and torture them because they want to kill you. It's meant to get them in an us against them mentality and to also have people that are angry at the government say, yay, Joe Stack, yay, you know, the guy at the Pentagon, as some people have done, so that the establishment can get the opposition to the New World Order going against their minions instead of actually against the elite. And that it's also meant for just the general public to scare them away from joining a Tea Party or a Birther or a Truth Movement or an In the Fed Movement because, oh my gosh, they're connected to violence. So we know the PSYOP. We know why they're doing it. But yes, the fact that you never see real globalist targets being hit is another indicator. It's always their low-level minions. So that's the bottom line.
No, I have a small solution I believe would work. It's proactive, it's peaceful.
All right, well, go ahead and get to it.
Okay. what I believe, and every solution has risk, and it's all going to come down to the few in the end anyway. The few that's all we've got is the few. We can wake a few people up, but most people are not going to get
involved. I understand. What's your solution? I got to move quick here.
Well, the solution is they want to take down the banks. People don't understand that it's not going to be a sudden crash. It's going to be a frog boiling in water, just like Solante said. Now, you and Solante said, you know, that people need to get involved. Here's how to get involved. And you can't do it in their face. You have to do it by telling people that it's against the law to tell anyone to take the banks down. You can't cause a run on the banks. Now, see, if you take your money out of the bank, you get to keep your money, and you can defeat the world order.
All right, I'm gonna have to put you on hold and come back to you. What's the caller's name? I'm gonna go back to you in a minute, Mark. But I need to hear it cut and dry. Okay. I'm not sure what your solution is yet, but if you're saying identifying that taking the or saying the banks are going down is illegal. The big central banks in October of 2008 said we were going to have a depression to destroy their competition and to terrorize Congress into going against the Bill of Rights, Constitution, and the will of the people. That was and is financial terrorism. That's what Fall of the Republic covers. And they brought down Iceland. Iceland said, no, we're not paying you the money. It's not owed. Greece is totally controlled by Goldman Sachs, so they're going along with it. Total raping. Now go ahead, Mark, finish up.
Okay, they're raping us. What I'm saying is, I mean, we can't reelect any, we can't get honest people in because we're not communicating.
Well, what is it? Okay, so that's the solution. We can't get honest people in. What are you saying?
I'm saying that he who takes the bank out first keeps the money. They're trying to take the banks out. They're taking our money. If we were to do it, we the people, this would communicate to our lawmakers that we're on top of this, we know. So what we do is we get together with George Norrie and a few of the others that are willing to take the risk. They can't go for everybody. And we just tell people over and over again that it's against the law to withdraw all your money the week of June 19th. And if everybody gets the message that it's against the law to tell everybody to take their money out of the bank on June 19th, the week of June 19th, guess what people who are listening are going to do? And, I mean, if you understand what I'm saying.
They're going to go pull their money out. I appreciate your idea, but I don't agree with it. I'm not saying your idea is cockamamie, but there aren't silver bullets in this. The general public has a fraction of the money. The banks have created thousands of times fiat currency and credit, what the entire planet owns and has. That's why they need to destroy the economy to make you go bankrupt so they get your property and land. It's a Ponzi scheme. But when they pop the Ponzi scheme, they get all the real material, like Greece's islands and their infrastructure, or Argentina's mines and their roads and their lakes and their fields and their national parks and all of our ports. We're already deep into receivership. I do think getting your money out of the big Federal Reserve banks is good. The Goldman Sachs, the J.P. Morgan Chases, the Bank of America's. It is good to support local banks, credit unions, things like that. But see, when we talk about crash, they're not going to probably crash things overnight and not let you have your money. They're just going to devalue the value of your money. See, the human mind works from a psychological perspective in a primitive way. Like, how do I kill a saber-toothed tiger? Well, I get up here on a cliff and I throw boulders at it. Like, you know, you do one thing and it brings them down. And that's why the movies, it's all Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone or whoever the hero is, going out and beating everything overnight with one big devastating swoop. And that isn't how it works. Okay? You identify that the banks engaged in financial terrorism to take over, that they bait and switched and kept the money and won't say where it went. that they're openly setting up a bank of the world and taking over the planet right now. See, I had incredible news to get to here, and I wanted to quickly go to calls, but that's why some days I don't take calls. Not that your calls were bad, it just burns up time and sometimes takes us in interesting directions, sometimes not. I have news here in front of me. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This is also in Atlantic Magazine. And again, we're going to give you a document cam shot here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. A detention bill you ought to read more carefully is in the Atlantic. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com article, Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. And this says in Section 5, you can be secretly arrested, interrogated, tortured under the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation Detention Act, Prosecution Act of 2010 for any such matters as the president considers appropriate for U.S. citizens. So we'll talk some about this with Kaiser, but I'm going to have to push off now to the last hour for the big news blitz, where I'm going to break down the big picture here of what they're going to carry out and what they're going to do. I'll come back and we'll talk to Dustin, Monica, Zach, and Melissa. Please have your questions and comments ready quickly because I need to be able to move on. But I still want to hear from you. It's just it's a catch-22.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Well, the IMF has publicly announced what we told you in December they were going to do. They are going to have every Western government pay masses of money to them to openly set up world government and force carbon taxes on everyone. Completely lawless and criminal. Continuing with your phone calls, we're going to get into that in the next hour with Max Kaiser. Dustin in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I just want to say you're doing a great job. You got a, your knowledge is just unbelievable. I refer to you as America's alarm clock. You're constantly waking people up. Keep up the good work and keep kicking ass. And I also wanted to know what your thoughts was of the Discovery Channel. They're having that the Underworld Bomber premiering this Thursday.
Well, I don't really pay attention, but the Underwear Bomber was admittedly staged by the government. They let him on the plane, protected him, mainstream news, to sell the body scanners in the police state because their target's the American people. They know we fly. They beta test their control surveillance grid when people are in the airports. Now they're going to move it to mobile brain scanning and naked body scanning systems. We've got video from Homeland Security coming up later in the broadcast and how it ties into the centers to be detained as enemy belligerents. New bill. Thank you for the call. John McCain, to completely get rid of any Bill of Rights, any habeas corpus, anything. And it says you can be interrogated. Oh, heaven help us. Monica in New York, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Yes, you are unbelievably a watchman on the wall. And I say that not as just to affirm you, but God has equipped you to be able to do this, I'm telling you. And we see that. And this morning, I was just unctioned to just, I mean, it was like really hard to press through to pray. And you will be lifted up in prayer, and not only that, and what you when you first started the program, how you were it was like birthing something. I think people in the spirit need to realize that they have been created to operate a certain way.
And there is an evil will trying to force us to not resist it. It's a spirit. And yes. I mean, that's what it is, forcing down upon us to go along with the system, to be evil, to be worldly, to not have courage. And I feel like today I have passed over another line. This has happened to me before in a progression of discernment and awakening. And the reason I'm waking up and even more, and other people are as well, is because the enemy is rising right now. And God is trying to lift you up, the listeners, against this enemy, and I just realized the position I'm in, and I just say, why, God? Why is the world this way? Why do I understand this, and a lot of other people can't, if they could just know what I know?
Yeah, and we don't need to know, like, not all people need to know all specific things. I really believe in the spiritual. You're dealing with a dimension where you're operating, and you know. It's an all-knowing through, you know what I mean? It's like God can download it to you, and there is no fear in it when God's there.
Well, that's what it's like, though. I mean, I knew they were going to stage an attack in Austin. I knew they were going to stage attacks and blame it on 9/11 truth, and I said it'll happen in the next month, and it happened. And then I know pretty much what they're going to do next. I'm going to try to really formulate my thoughts and cover it in the last hour. It's just, it's like watching a train coming. You see it coming, and you're saying, look, there's the train, and people don't see it, and it runs them over. How can they not see it?
It's spiritual psychology is what it is. You have to understand and see a pattern in it in order for you to operate the way you do in the very thing that God allows you to do it and equips you. You have to see it that way, and it's a pattern, and it's almost like you could set up a grid and see it and point by point pick out.
Absolutely, and that's what the globalists use their computers to do, and also their master gives them the same discernment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence
on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, March 8, 2010. For the next 60 minutes, joining us from France is Max Kaiser of the Kaiser Report on RT. He's also TV shows at BBC, Press TV, you name it. The inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange. A lot of his technologies are used on major stock exchanges today. I want to get into the state of the world economy with him, but I also want to talk about the Joe Stack attack, a lot of evidence that was staged, the Pentagon attack. We saw preconditioning that 9/11 truthers were going to get violent before anyone had ever gotten violent. And I saw the media putting that out, and I said, look, they're about to stage something. And now it turns out his parents warned. Turns out he's got government connections with weird government contracts and communications with the Pentagon. Same thing with Joe Stack. But regardless, they are really demonizing everybody right now. The Southern Poverty Law Center is attacking me every day. They're demonizing the Tea Parties. They're going after everybody. So we'll talk about that with Max Kaiser as well, because the people are really starting to wake up. The banks control both parties. The good news is, I want to cover first, Iceland voters reject repayment plan and how that dovetails with this AP article. IMF suggests how to raise climate change funds, pay money directly to them. So we'll talk about the open expansion of this private banking world government with Max Kaiser. Max Kaiser, good to have you here with us.
Hey, Alex, good to be back with you.
So much is going on. Let's talk in general terms first about the world economy. More and more analysts are saying, look, we got 22% unemployment. We're really in a depression. Things are getting worse, not better. Where is this going?
Yeah, well, as we've talked about before, it's a global phenomenon, what I call the global insurrection against banking occupation. We're seeing it in Iceland. We're seeing it in Greece. We're seeing it in countries all over the world. It started in 2007 with the beginning of the credit crunch. We first started to understand what was happening with the credit crunch. Remember, over there at Citigroup, the CEO of Citigroup, Chuck Prince, said, as long as the music keeps going, we're going to keep dancing. And what he meant by that was, as long as the Fed was going to continue to print money in ways that we could borrow and securitize our way into these phony profits, we're going to continue to do so, even though our underlying basic business model is corrupt. Well, anyway, the music stopped, and this was the beginning of the global credit crunch. It was huge in 2008. There was a bit of a respite in 2009 because of the stimulus package, which was basically nothing more than a bit of a sugar high. And now in 2010, it's the resumption of this global crunch, this credit crunch, this deflation, this depression. And the people in various countries around the world are starting to fight back. They're fighting back in Iceland. They're fighting back in Greece. So it's not just in the U.S. that people are being disenfranchised by the tyranny that's gone on the level of the investment banks.
And worldwide, I've seen the news in Iceland, in Spain, in Greece. The media is implying that the anti-banking parties, the anti-looting parties, are terrorist or radical. And so look for events to be staged and blamed on the opposition there. But I don't think that these stage provocations, or in some cases the establishment allowing nuts to attack the government, is going to make the people love the banks. I think this isn't going to work, Max.
Well, it's interesting. In countries like Greece and Iceland, the people understand specifically what the problem is, and they are pushing back directly against the bankers themselves. In the U.S., the message is very muted because the mainstream media is able to get all of the activists to line themselves up into a circular firing line, and they all shoot each other.
Exactly. We're busy. Republicans bashing Democrats, Democrats bashing Republicans, Republicans and Democrats bashing Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Shooting at each other.
We'll be right back with Max Keiser. Stay there, Max.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com. This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Max Keiser of MaxKeiser.com is our guest for the rest of the hour. We're going to open the phones up for people specifically with questions for Max Keiser at the bottom of the hour. It's very simple. Less than 20 big central banks openly are setting up world governments, saying we're going to pay our carbon taxes to them. They go into nations, set up these derivative systems to get people deeply in fraudulent debt. They want the resources of the nation. They pay off the politicians to buy in to the Ponzi schemes. But instead of going to prison like Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay, when they implode the economy, they get even more power, and they use paramilitary, military-industrial complex systems and television brainwashing to play the public off against each other and to suppress and demonize anybody else that wakes up. But, Max, the reason I talk about myself here is that I have Time Magazine, New York Times, Newsweek, Southern Poverty Law Center. They called me today. They're doing a cover story on their intelligence report demonizing me. They're misrepresenting who I am, what I stand for, what I'm doing. They're demonizing anybody that criticizes the banks as racist, which has nothing to do with it. They're making it about Obama, which is what they do. You know, the right wing makes it about Obama. The left wing makes it about the Republicans, to where, as you said, we're a circular firing line all shooting at each other. They've got the people shooting at each other. But then meanwhile, it's pretty creepy to now have the London Guardian and just New York Daily News, the Austin American Statesman, no exaggeration, three or four big publications a day saying, I'm dangerous, I'm bad, Alex Jones has caused a huge psychosis globally. I mean, it's creeping my wife and I out. I mean, I can handle the heat in the kitchen, but I don't think of myself as that big. You had recognized previously, and I didn't get you on to talk about me, but I want your advice that I was super effective, that I was being mimicked, and you're more of a media expert than I. You've done it longer than I have. What do you say to what I'm saying here? Why do you think this is happening? Max Kaiser's line dropped. I don't want to do Skype anymore, guys. I maybe a little bit better audio quality, but it just doesn't work to like foreign countries and places. So, and then we don't notice when the line drops. It's always good to ask a long question because, I mean, I'm here watching this happen. I'm watching this go on. I am seeing it, and I'm seeing myself being held up as the devil because I am identifying the banks as the enemy. I'm telling people, don't fight with Obama. Don't fight with the Republicans. The leadership is controlled by the same people. We have got to address the real issues, and we've got to do it now. And that's what Max Kaiser's doing. Max Kaiser, for several years on this show and his own television programs, has been identifying the real enemy. Max, why do you think, I don't know how much of my question you heard before your line dropped, I'm asking your advice. Why do you think the mainstream media is now identifying Alex Jones as this big number one enemy?
It's because you're so handsome.
No, seriously, because you've been telling me on and off air for the last year or so that I was really having an effect, and I kind of put it off as you miss, you know, analyzing it. But I'm asking you now, why do you think this is happening?
Well, I mean, clearly the why as I've been saying, basically there's this credit crunch, there's a credit collapse. And no matter how much money they throw at it, they can't reinflate the bubble. They can't. They're trying to get the bubble going again. They can't do it. So, you know, their people are they're looking for scapegoats. You know, the classic propaganda model, going back, you know, to World War II, is first you develop demagogues or develop, and then you also develop scapegoats. So, under in Nazi Germany, for example, Hitler was the godlike figure. And the minorities that they chosen, that they choose were the scapegoats. Now, here we have Lloyd Blankfein over at Goldman Sachs saying he's doing God's work. He's clearly setting himself up as a demagogue. He's in touch with God. He's doing God's work. And for the propaganda model to work, he's got to have scapegoats.
And they give Al Gore awards. They give Obama awards for starting more wars, peace prizes. So that's the joke. They're God, we're bad.
You need a scapegoat for the propaganda model to work, because people need to love. They need to fall in love with their captor, and they need to hate somebody. So that's the way the propaganda model works. So in America right now, if you're the scapegoat, they need somebody to be the scapegoat. So I mean, but this is not unpredictable. I mean, this is the model that we're talking about, because since the credit collapse has eliminated the easy money, what we have now is this wholesale transference of wealth, what's left, into the pockets of the top 1%, and they have to do it in a way that everybody kind of thinks is acceptable. And they do this by scapegoating one portion of the population, by setting themselves up as God, and that they need to continue to transfer wealth to themselves because they need, and that's the model that we've seen before in history, and it's the model being used in the U.S. today.
Well, Max, I mean, you have always identified that the big power structure, Wall Street and others, are in control of both parties, and you've been identifying the banks, and you talk about the revolt against the banking global dictatorship gaining steam, but they've been more successful in the U.S. playing different political groups off against each other, divide and conquer. Specifically, though, what do you see unfolding in Iceland and in Greece? I mean, for those that don't know, over the weekend, Iceland voters reject repayment plan because it's a fraud.
Yeah, well, as these currencies, you know, remember the Icelandic krona collapsed. I was in Reykjavik a year before the collapse. I was in the Hotel 101. I was sitting with bankers from what was still a viable firm, Lehman Brothers, and they told me that they were planning to attack the Icelandic krona using derivatives and other financial products, and that they were going to take the Icelandic economy down. I made a film at that time. I spoke to bankers. I told them, you know, this economy is going to blow up in less than a year because you are in control of the speculators. You have lost control of your economy. And they laughed at me, and they said, no, that's impossible. And, of course, less than a year later, the krona collapsed. The Icelandic economy collapsed. Now we're seeing the same speculators move on to Greece and move on to the Eurozone, where they say to Greece, you know, we're going to collapse your economy unless you give us some of your islands, unless you give us some of your tourist attractions, which we can securitize and turn into derivatives and trade with each other for next year's Christmas bonus. And if you don't do that, we're going to crash your economy. So they use these derivatives as basically weaponized financial products. We saw with Hank Paulson, he went to Congress and said, either you give us $700 billion, remember at the end of 2008, either you give us $700 billion or we're going to crash your economy. Now that's that he held the Congress hostage. To me, I don't understand how he got away with holding the American Congress hostage like this and demanding $700 billion in ransom. They mean, you know, the U.S. is crying about pirates in Somalia. What about the pirates on the floor right there in Congress? I mean, I don't understand the double standard there.
Well, you may have seen this. It just came out today, Atlantic Monthly, and I'll give folks a document cam shot of this. It says a detention bill you ought to read more carefully. Again, that's Atlantic Monthly. Here's the PrisonPlanet.com article. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This is a John McCain, Joseph Lieberman bill. It says the Enemy Belligerent Interrogation, Detention, and Prosecution Act of 2010 allows the holding of citizens inside the United States for any reason. Section 5, any matters as the president considers appropriate with no evidence of any crime being committed extrajudicially by the military. And then now Homeland Security's put out a training video of these mobile Homeland Security body scanning vans that will also brain scan you, and then they will claim with their quackery, just like the lie detector sent millions of innocent people to prison, they'll have some minimum wage TSA person say, this shows you're a terrorist. It tells if you're lying, supposedly, and then you disappear. I mean, my God, I mean, I'm living in the running, man, Max. This is incredible.
Well, it's because they're broke. The easiest way to make money in the world is in the prison business. And we know that the prison business in the U.S. is thriving. The U.S. has the biggest prison population in the world. It's growing. The fastest minority in the United States in terms of growth is the prison population. We know that the private companies that own the prisons, they own the restaurants and the hotels that are located near the prison. So when you go to visit your family in prison and you stay in the hotel and you eat in the restaurants, you're paying the same owner who owns the prison. We know that the prison owners lobby Washington to get laws passed to make it easier to put people into prison. And this is a huge money maker. It's the easy way to make money. You see, in the United States, unfortunately, they don't have enough self-confidence anymore to compete and do things like high technology and go to the moon. You know, the fact that Barack Obama canceled NASA and canceled all the space programs was really a shame because, you know, if it wasn't for NASA, if it wasn't for man landing on the moon in 1969, there would have been no Silicon Valley. There would have been no Google. There would have been no Microsoft. There would have been no Oracle software. There would have been no IBM doing the PC industry. There's no Apple computer. It was the cutting edge of a technological revolution based on the fact that everybody wanted to be an astronaut. And people wanted to get our science degrees. And America was competitive, and we were going to beat the Russians with Sputnik. And it was a very competitive society. But now America's lost its will to compete. So they basically, all they want to do is build prisons and lock people up for money because they're broke. And they don't know how to, they have too much debt. You see, America is like the guy, is like the student with too much debt who gives up. Or the unemployed guy with too much debt who gives up. The entire country is like this. They have too much debt. So instead of trying to compete or to get a job and to compete on the world stage, they've given up. America's given up on itself. It doesn't have enough confidence to really want to compete on the world stage anymore. They're letting China and India and these other countries take center stage.
But that was the globalist. That was the globalist plan. I read that from documents in the 70s. Move everything to China, get us in debt, turn us into a prison colony, implode out our economy, and all we'll provide is propaganda and military hardware. Max, let's look at the IMF suggest how to raise climate change funds. This is really just their global tax. But how would private bankers sell a global tax? Oh, to save the penguins. And then we'll talk about where Max Keiser sees this going.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, We now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Associated Press, today, IMF suggests how to raise climate change funds. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Director Dominique Strauss-Kahn, says that nations should have a quota system based on their GDP paid directly to the IMF and World Bank to save the Earth from climate change. And then they admit where the money goes and what they do with it will be secret. Has nothing to do with it. They couldn't get Congress to pass the bill, so they're just doing it. This is what they said at the end of Copenhagen. What's the thinking of these people globally, Max Kaiser? Because the money isn't there. The people are going bankrupt. The unemployment's over 20%+. And all these counties and cities and states are passing laws to tax food. Europe's passing more taxes. They're bringing in unlimited amounts of immigrants who then weigh down the welfare system. I mean, the banks want to bankrupt things.
Well, they're looking for a new bubble, and they were able to turn real estate into a wildly successful bubble. That was after the NASDAQ bubble, which was after the long-term capital management bubble and the savings and loan crisis bubble. So they need to find a new bubble. Carbon trading, they hope, will be this new bubble. If you get laws around the world forcing governments to buy into the carbon trading scheme, then you have a ready buyer, you have demand for the product, then you can collateralize and securitize that demand and create futures contracts and derivatives that you can swap with each other. And that's the theory is that if you create $100 billion and $200 billion and a multi-trillion-dollar derivatives bubble based on this new asset, carbon-based asset, then it'll be a trickle-down economy and it will be back to the way it was in 2005 and 2006. All we need is another huge bubble. But in my opinion, the next big bubble to come down the pike is something that nobody's talking about right now, and it's going to be what we're seeing over there at Cantor Fitzgerald and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission, headed up by Gary Gensler, who's a former Goldman Sachs guy. He's over there at Commodity Futures Trading Commission. They're going to authorize, starting next month, trading in box office futures contracts. And in my opinion, this has the potential to be the next huge bubble and bust in the American economy. And we are unique in that we're going to see the creation of a bubble. It's like looking through the Hubble telescope and seeing the creation of a faraway galaxy. Here we're going to watch a bubble go from zero to $500 billion and then back to zero again in the course of 24 months. And this is going to be heralded as an amazing saving grace for the American economy. They're going to take box office futures, which box office receipts, which are roughly 10 to 15 billion dollars a year, whether you look at it domestically or worldwide. They're going to securitize that, and they're going to introduce hundreds of billions of dollars of box office collateralized futures contracts, and this is going to be made available to millions of investors all over
the
world.
And the bankers are going to make money on the way up, and then when it all goes bankrupt, they'll make money on a Hollywood bailout.
Well, this is multidimensional, because first of all, there's three major pieces to this. First of all, this is an insider trader's paradise. This is a gangster's paradise being overseen by Gary Gensler, chairman of the CFTC, who I reached out to them to try to warn them about what was going on here. But this is a former Goldman Sachs guy. He's been put in place by the banking cartel, and they're going to oversee with Cantor Fitzgerald this enormous catastrophe. The insider trading possibilities are really unbelievable, like nothing we've seen before.
Now we'll see films that they short where they'll sabotage the release.
Well, that's the beginning of it. So let's say you've got two movies opening in 2 years. You know, Indiana Jones, the sequel, Spider-Man, the sequel. There's going to be the news, the global news treats this as real news. You know, the Hollywood news is covered before world news. The Hollywood news, it's the global currency. And this is covered, you know, before, you know, earthquakes in foreign countries, before people declare war, they tell you what Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are doing. You know, this is the most important thing for most people. This is the basis of why this is going to be a huge, spectacular bubble. So they're going to be, of course, shorting each other's projects in the market to sabotage each other's projects. That's one aspect to it. But also, we know that they're going to be colluding with each other, just like Goldman and J.P. Morgan and these guys collude now in the derivatives business. They're going to be colluding in these box office futures.
And then
contracts.
When it totally implodes, the banks will fully control an industry they already dominated. And they'll be able to politicize it even more because now there'll be all these city and county and state money invested.
Well, they'll have the retail. See, the thing that about a con game. The way con works, Alex, is the con has to want to be con. You know, we've all seen the scenes of con men working their trade. When these box office futures contracts are released to the public, people are going to be tripping over themselves to get involved in this new business because everybody wants a piece of the celebrity Hollywood bubble.
Exactly. And they'll say, I'm involved in the new Brad Pitt movie. Stay there. Let's explain how the con works. Then they'll balloon it up and then implode it. And it just continues. We have a Goldman Sachs guy setting up the Greece collapse, now running the Greece collapse.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials when you get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society surveillance beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen, get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man.
We're going to take some calls from Max Kaiser, get into other subjects that he thinks is important on his radar.
Blue eyes,
Busted. Citigroup caught blatantly marketing itself as a casino, exactly what Conjure has been talking about for years. Here's another PrisonPlanet.com article. IMF head calls for huge global warming slush fund. It's like buying indulgences 600 years ago from the Vatican to get your family out of hell. It has nothing to do with the environment. But they use the money to go in and buy off third world and first world countries and buy up our infrastructure. You pay them tax money so they can come buy up your roads and put toll roads on it. And then if you go bankrupt and can't pay to go on it, they put you in jail in one of their private prisons they own. I mean, the sky's the limit. We're going back to Max Kaiser in just a moment. I want to remind listeners that when you get Fall of the Republic on DVD, we've got a free T-shirt deal, T-shirt of your choice. Great T-shirts with great Infowars.com messages where you can meet like-minded people when you're on the streets, and your purchase also makes this radio show, the websites, and future films possible. Be sure and visit the online video bookstore at Infowars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we have a massive discount on Jesse Ventura's new book, American Conspiracy, which covers the Wall Street takeover, government assassinations, government drug dealing, you name it, $19.95, normally $24.95, officially comes out today. We're shipping it out now. And you can get free Loose Change Final Cut DVD or Aaron Russo Reflections and Warnings for a limited time when you get the book. That's a $44.95 value for $19.95 at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. That's a win-win-win-win-win. You get great information to wake up yourself, friends, and families, to get an even greater knowledge of what's happening, and you support what we're doing here. I want to tell you about one of the sponsors that's made today's show possible as well. Then we're going back to Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, the preeminent, highest quality, best price, non-GMO, non-hybrid, made right here in America, grown right here in America, storable foods. They got a bunch of different food lines, totally prepared, freeze-dried, dehydrated, raw foods, special diets foods. They're the biggest, they're the best, they have the best prices. eFoodsDirect.com, this is where I get my storable food. eFoodsDirect.com, you'll never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. And they've got a special going right now where you buy nine, get three free, or buy three, get one free. They got a bunch of specials going right now for limited time at eFoodsDirect.com. Going back to Max, you were talking about how the con game works by these galactic-level Madoff, Ken Lay types. You got cut off by the break, Max Kaiser. Continue.
Right. Well, for the con to work, the person has to want to be conned, basically. And in this case, you're conning them with the come-on with Hollywood, by turning Hollywood into a Ponzi scheme that anybody can lose money on. But beyond that, there's another piece to this, which is the technology itself, the virtual specialist technology that I invented back in 1996. This technology, it was invented when I put it together to eliminate all of the front-running abuse that I saw on the floor of the stock exchange when I was working as a stockbroker. So it's designed to eliminate what's called the broker-dealer conflict of interest, because anyone who's buying and selling stocks professionally on the floor of the exchange, they act as both a broker, matching buys and sells, but they also act as a principal in buying and selling for their own account. My technology eliminates that conflict of interest. It eliminates front-running. It eliminates what we call now high-frequency trading. That technology, that patent, is being warehoused by Cantor Fitzgerald and not being allowed into the public domain, because they make a ton of money supporting the infrastructure of Wall Street, which makes a ton of money doing things like high-frequency trading and front-running. So it's just like a drug company who's warehousing a valuable patent on a drug, even though it could cure lots of people, it would cut into an existing business. So Cantor is effectively warehousing a technology that could save Americans hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars that are lost by abuse on the floor of the exchange by these banks engaging in front-running.
Instead, it's come out that the big banks have special government-developed programs that allow them to actually cheat the market.
That these technologies, the high-frequency trading, as was revealed when they captured one of the defectors from Goldman Sachs a few months ago, they set up shop on the floor of the exchange and they siphon off billions of dollars. Goldman says they make $100 million a day on their book. A lot of that comes from high-frequency trading on the floor of the exchange using this siphoning technique where they go into the exchange and they get involved in the market-making process, and they basically siphon money out. My technology, the virtual specialist technology, patent number 5950176 in the U.S., would eliminate all of that and save hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars. But it's being warehoused by Cantor. Cantor won't put it into the public domain because they know that it would cut into their business and it would cut into their fellow Wall Street broker business.
Max Keiser, where does it end? Because we are seeing people say no in Greece, but it doesn't matter. Goldman set it up 10 years ago. They're now running, as you know, but listeners may not, the bankruptcy there at the government level. They've paid off the politicians. Everywhere you look, it's Goldman Sachs piloting the fraud, and the other big banks nexusing in with them, help fund them and carry it out with them. But Iceland voters, and we have one of the leaders of the parliament, Jones Dottier, joining us tomorrow. They used anti-terror laws, as you know, but listeners may have missed it. In fact, there is a headline. UK anti-terror laws, right move against Icelandic banks. That's out of a British newspaper, where they're even seizing citizens' money, saying, well, your government owes us this money, 10 times the entire GDP of the nation. And then now that they've said no, the banks are going, guess what? We actually owned assets in your country already that'll pay this off. Okay, that's fine. But they're still going to try some other chicanery. I mean, explain how Goldman Sachs, allied with the other big brokerage banks, takes down nations. And now we've got top politicians in the U.S., the leader of the Democrats in the Senate, saying the same thing's going to happen here, but saying we've got to do whatever the banks say in the next financial terrorism or we'll have a depression. But we know we're getting a depression by letting them to continue to rape us. And we've seen all the headlines. I've heard Bloomberg Financial. I listen every day. With the bankers bragging, look how we got more power out of our last scam. Let's go even bigger. You know, the world is ours. I mean, it's just, it's so transparent.
Well, Iceland is pushing back. You know, you saw that story that Iceland is going to introduce. They're trying to work on a new scheme now to make themselves a free press country. And Iceland now is going to raise the bar and be a country, the only country in the world where people can go like WikiLeaks. Can be set up and not be under threat of prosecution. So Iceland is taking it to the next level. They're saying not only are we going to get rid of the bad bankers, we're going to start getting rid of the bad media, and we're just going to start to get rid of all the garbage out there.
Yeah, it's called the Icelandic Modern Media Initiative.
That's right. They want to come out of this as a shining example, not only to the banking fraudsters, but to all the media that supports the banking.
How do you see the jackals that John Perkins talks about? What do you think black ops are going to do to try to stop this? Because one example of people standing up, you know, if one ant stands up, they could all stand up, and those little puny ants outnumber us 1,000 to 1.
Well, that's why the people of Greece need to get involved with the people of Iceland. That's why when you're talking on your show about the different groups in the U.S. that are struggling to emerge from this new post-credit crisis suppression.
And we're all being demonized. We're all being demonized as terrorists.
They have common cause with the people in Iceland, the people in Greece, and people all over the world. This is a global problem. So when you add the global dimension, you're not talking about, oh, a few hundred thousand or a few million in the U.S. who are struggling against their oppressors. You're talking about millions all over the world who are struggling against basically the same group of bankers. Goldman Sachs is at the center of everything. You know, I mean, they were in the center of the Greece problem. They were now, the New York Post just talked about in 2005, they were behind a deal to cook the books as far as the new ocean front development that they were working on, a new seaside development we're working on. We know that they cooked the books in 2000 to allow Greece into the euro to begin with. They did some additional tricks in 2009. Okay, so the name keeps coming
why
up.
Are,
so
why are
talking about people all over the world, millions of people in countries all over the world, we only know that there are two or three of those at the center of the problem. You're telling me that millions around the world can't figure out a way to decapitalize just one or two of the worst of the worst? I mean, come on now. Were you dropped on your head as a kid? I mean, are you mentally impaired? I mean, not you, Alex Jones, but I mean, anybody listening to this show.
No, I understand.
I mean, what's the problem?
But Max, that's what I'm trying to ask you.
You guys are.
That's what I'm trying to ask you is I was listening to Bloomberg Financial Saturday night. I was on with Geraldo, and I was driving home for 30 minutes listening to it. They had a former Goldman Sachs CEO on bragging that, well, the reason we do so good is we have our people all over government. I mean, they know they are a lawless mafia pirate group that...
Yeah,
that,
you know, remember in New York City, where I lived for many years, you had a guy named Don Gotti, the Dapper Don, who was very blatant, walking around town in his $2,000 suits, you know, bragging about his criminality. Now you've got Lloyd Blankfein, who goes on TV bragging about his criminality because they know they can get away with it with impunity. It doesn't mean that they're doing anything less criminal. It's just that there's no regulations in place right now at the moment. You know, the only way to get after these guys is you've got to attack it like a racket. You have to bring in anti-racketeering laws.
But they control NORTHCOM. They control Homeland Security. They control the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they're demonizing anyone that criticizes them. But I don't see it working this time. I mean, why are they so arrogant? I mean, I've never seen... And we've interviewed all these different financial experts, university professors, former federal regulators. They say there's never been fraud at anywhere near this magnitude. They cover it in Fall of the Republic that you appear in. I mean, why do they think they're invincible?
Well, you know, this is the ego. I worked on Wall Street, and it's very typical to find people who have a God complex. Because and especially after the attacks of 9/11, there is this notion that they attacked the people on Wall Street, and for them to come back and reestablish their business, they were doing something more than just shuffling lots of paper and stealing money. They were now fighting some epic clash of civilization. So they got into their head that they're doing something cosmically important. And once you get, you know, you inhale the sniff of this God complex, it's very intoxicating. So the people, this is why they keep referring to themselves as gods. Because they really believe that they're doing something extraordinarily important for the benefit of humanity as a whole. This is the part of the propaganda model. You have to really believe you're God to put your head at the pillow at night and ignore the fact that you're impoverishing millions of people. And in countries around the world, you're causing mass starvation and colonization and massive problems. So they have this incredible God complex, and it goes right into the White House. You know, the problem in the White House is, of course, you've got basically the way, like Barack Obama, for example, the way he attacks healthcare is he looks at the healthcare stocks. If they're going up, he says he thinks he's doing a good job. If they're going down, he thinks he's doing a bad job. He's a day trader. Barack Obama is a day trader. He looks at all the Americans' policies in front of him, and he trades them like a day trader who's just trading stocks all day. He has absolutely no idea. He's a servant of the people. He doesn't have any idea what that means. He's just basically nickel and diming.
Max,
he's trying to end the day with a few more bucks than he started with.
Max, I want to go to calls, but how do you see this ending? Not how you wish it would end, but trending outwards. We do see a lot of resistance forming. We see the bankers like Marie Antoinette saying, let them eat cake. How do you see this unfolding?
You and I end up doing wildly popular cooking shows. We're going to be on the Food Channel, and it's going to be Alex and Max cooking chili, you know, and it's all going to be over. We're going to be, let's make a chili. It's called the America Chili, and we'll be, hey, Alex, remember when America existed back in a few years ago? I'll be like, yeah, it was a great country back then, wasn't it? Yeah, put a little bit more chili powder in the chili. Yeah, by the way, after this show, the Chinese will be coming on, the new owners of America, and they'll be making some nice Chinese food. Stay tuned for the next show. Bye, America, post-America, new China land. Bye.
Well, that really is it, but that's the bigger David Rockefeller plan. There's a method to this madness. They said in the 70s they would bankrupt us and move everything to China, and now China says they're the king daddy, and the police don't care as long as they can taser somebody, and I guess we just fall into a big pile is what you're saying?
Well, clearly, on the money front, I mean, China has the ability to dictate policy in America because every time the U.S. Tries to push back, the China just says, okay, well, we're just going to stop buying your U.S. Treasury bonds. So they have the U.S. sovereignty. Again, it's all about market trading, and China owns an extraordinary amount of U.S.
And I've never seen, Max, such saber-rattling. Their government's openly saying they're going to start dumping the dollar, that we're now an enemy. I've got the articles here today that we're no longer on good stead with the U.S. Why is China saying all this?
Well, because they want to now let the world know that they're in charge and that people should not be doing deals with the U.S. Russia shouldn't be doing deals with the U.S. Iran, of course, they're doing deals with Iran, even though America's saber-rattling with Iran. They want to let the world know that they're open for business. All over Africa, they're buying strategic assets. They're buying oil-related assets. But China wants to let the world know that, listen, don't believe that malarkey coming out of the U.S., that they're still in control. We're in control. We're doing deals. We've got lots of money. We're open for business. They have to get that message out. And that's why they every time they get a chance, whether it's to go up against Google or go up against whomever, they want to let the world know that they're open for business and for the world to focus their attention on what's possible now in China.
And they also, on every front, say no to the UN. They're saying no to the carbon taxes. They're saying no to all of this and saying, you Americans go ahead and raise carbon taxes, and then your banks are going to invest your money with us. Go ahead, idiots.
Well, China's not spending 50% of any of the, you know, in the U.S., they spend 50% of tax revenue, $1.5 trillion, on defense to fight wars that are completely obsolete, because now we know that the World War III is going to be fought in the currency pits. It's going to be currency against currency. No one's going to send tanks. You know, China doesn't need to send tanks to California. They're just going to dump U.S. Treasury bonds. They're not going to waste money buying, you know, infrastructure, except in military infrastructure, unless it makes good TV shows.
No, they're actually building a real infrastructure. They're actually building a real infrastructure. And instead, our infrastructure is body scanners, checkpoints, pot-bellied cops with machine guns.
Well, the U.S. just put its first high-speed train in California. China, I think, already has enough high-speed train track to go from New York to L.A. or something. It's something extraordinary. You know, they're putting in high-speed train tracks. I mean, but they're clearly in control. And it's, you know, the solutions for the U.S. are not hard to figure out. But the problem is you've got this incredible bottleneck, because you've got the banks and the politicians have fused together to create this enormous hurdle.
Well, the other big problem, Max, we're going to break, come back with some calls, is the Pentagon says, well, we're going to expand worldwide, but even if we implode, we'll make the American people our enemy and continue our domination here. And they like to live like Somalia, where the Pentagon, with bankers above them, just sits on top of a big slag heap with all of us walking around in loincloths. And so the Pentagon's just taking over the roads, the schools, the police, body scanners, license plate readers.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now.
Now, now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
He's going the distance. Max Keiser will be with us 5 minutes into the next hour. MaxKeiser.com is his website. A lot of great information there. You can also watch his TV show. He's got it linked up there. We are taking your phone calls now. It's simple. Either the big central banks go or we go. They openly say they're setting up world government. They're going to run our lives, cut off our resources. It's a total nightmare. And I'm just here covering it, and I've got every major newspaper and government operation demonizing the hell out of me right now because we are effective, and they know that we know they're criminals. And coming up next hour, I'm going to get into all the news that I haven't even covered yet. It's just unspeakably insane. Let's go to Melissa in Mass. You're on with Max Keiser. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Max. Thank you so much for taking my call. I have two really quick things to know. I used to work at TD Bank. I worked there for 4 years. And one thing is that they utilize a website blocker that's intended to be used for employees so they don't look at sexually vulgar or sexually explicit websites. They block both InfoWars and Prison Planet and list it for militants' behavior. So I thought that was interesting. I thought that you should know that. Second thing, this new overdraft fee revenue law that's going into effect July 1st, is there a bottom line there that we're not seeing? I know how important overdraft fees are to the big banks.
Yeah, this is a question that I'd throw in for Max. They're announcing that they may not insure your money markets. They're announcing they may keep your money for 7 days. They're openly talking about dollar devaluations. They're openly saying they may take people's pension funds and the government will then give you part of it back. Max Keiser.
Yeah, well, this is just every week we get more information that's pointing pointing in the same direction, isn't it? The banks, they're out of money. They don't have any money. They want your money. They're setting it up now so that they can make it easy to freeze your account. You don't have access to your account or whatever. I mean, they're broke. They're sitting on hundreds and billions of losses that they have not yet disclosed. There's another second leg to the crisis in play right now. Then there's another huge gap down in real estate.
But they're saying they're going to use the crisis to have a constitution of the world where we pay our taxes to the banks.
They consider any deposit in any bank, they consider it to be their money. Let's just say that.
And they think Northcom, just like they're doing in Greece, will allow them to take everybody's money.
Right, and they're using this propaganda model that we're God and we need to fight the bad guys, and if you resist, you're a scapegoat. You know, and talk about Citibank. Citibank last week, it was disclosed that this group, it's a new group called Fabulous. It serves the gay community. The Citigroup said, we don't like your material, we're going to freeze your account. So here they're scapegoating the gay community. When did we see that last? Oh, the 1930s in Nazi Germany.
And again, they pick a group they think's unpopular with most people to set the precedent. Like, oh, we're just going to secretly arrest Americans that are Muslims, and now they've got a bill for everybody.
It's classic scapegoating, 101. Scapegoating 101.
Thank you, Melissa. Pastor in Ohio, you're on the air.
Let me just add something to that. You know, you remember in America we had the Jim Crow laws, which were discriminatory laws.
Yes.
You know, and some people can only use this. You know, it's the coloreds only bathroom, right? Coloreds only sections in the restaurant. Sit at the back of the bus. Well, the same thing is being applied to interest rates. If you're Goldman, you get to borrow money at 1% and get a free rate of return at 17%. If you're everybody else, you have to borrow money at 17%, and the most you'll ever get on that is 1% on your money.
Well, that's so like the EU.
It's a Jim Crow law using interest rates. They're discriminating against anyone who's not a Goldman Sachs employee. Get at the back of the bus and shut up.
Well, in the EU, the bureaucrats have a 17% income tax, and everybody else has a 50%. And it's the same thing expanding on every level. Now they have these Homeland Security no-fly lists. It'll be no work list. And they just magically put whoever they want on it with no evidence. I mean, it's just a, but don't worry, we'll arrest some college students that threw some cotton balls out on the ground. That means black people pick cotton. We'll arrest them for terrorism, but then we'll abort 52% of the black people. Max Keiser, stay there. Let's jam in a few calls in the next 5 minutes, back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're into the final hour. I'm not going to take any more calls until the very end of the show if I have time, because I got a lot of news and information that must be covered. Max Keiser's our guest. Let's go to Pastor in Ohio quickly. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Alex, I've talked to you before, and I wanted to share something with you and Max. You know, one thing that I noticed, every time you guys come on, it's fantastic. You guys have the news right up front, and I want to thank you for that, because you allow us to share that with other people. And I do that with my congregation.
Well, we're all in this together, buddy.
Yes, sir, we are. And I'll tell you what, you know, I noticed the different things that you're saying. Trust me, Alex, you are not alone. Even though you may not hear and know of the people that are standing with you, you guys that are getting the news out there to us, because you guys have the resources and we don't.
Well, Pastor, let me be clear. I know the world's on fire with people waking up. Max knows that. I just can't believe people aren't even waking up faster, because it's so outrageous. But I appreciate your call. Max... You see the huge awakening, don't you?
Well, I'm curious to see exactly how the huge awakening will happen, what form it'll take. Because, you know, in the 60s, we had a huge awakening, and it took the form of a musical revolution and a social revolution. And then, basically, society went back to sleep. You know, here's something very interesting. I see in Berkeley, California, the students now are protesting against these rise in rates. Which, of course, is great that they're protesting that. But where were the students 2 years ago when they were all supporting the Iraq war invasion, and they were all tattletaling on their professors who were against the Iraq war invasion? Remember that 2 or 3 years ago when professors said we're against the Iraq? Well, all the money that was spent in Iraq, they don't have any money for education. Now they're protesting because they don't have money for education. Well, tough luck. You should have
Absolutely.
Been against the Iraq war 2 or 3 years ago, and now you'd have money for education.
Let's talk to Petunia in Texas. Petunia, you're on the air with Max Keiser.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for taking the call. Just very quickly, I think that one of the things that we need to do is to bring a third party like the Constitution Party of Texas. We're trying to get ballot access right now, and it's not easy. You know, the two big parties, the Republicans and the Democrats, have a little monopoly going on. And we need to
Well, the public better get out there and realize that we do need to take our states back against this takeover, and it needs to be done now. Do you have a question for Max Kaiser?
Well,
You don't? I appreciate your call. I got to let you go, okay? I told you. These are calls for Max Kaiser. You can call back another time on that. Mike in Louisiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Things. In all the polls, when it comes to 9/11, it seems like there's an overwhelming majority of the public on these polls that are want a new investigation or otherwise don't believe the government.
Yeah, and the media says we're terrorists, the majority of America.
Here's my question. Why is there a candidate that is reading these polls and running on a 9/11 investigation platform?
All right, great question. Got to get that to Max Kaiser. Max?
Well, apparently New Hampshire is going for it. New Hampshire is now going to do a full scale, and they put something on the ballot. They're going to do a non-binding look into this event. And so there are pockets, states are taking the chicken up the ball.
That's right. They've got what? Now it's a majority of their towns signing on, because in New Hampshire they have right to revolt laws where they can force it onto the ballot and at the state house if the towns want it.
Yeah, now why? Now, let's say if I'm in America, I would say, you know what? I think I'll move to New Hampshire. Let New Hampshire reap the benefit of wanting to pursue this. And move to New Hampshire, boost their economy, get a job in New Hampshire, make New Hampshire, the new California, because they're not afraid to look at stuff. Go to New Hampshire.
Well, in closing, Max, well said. I'm glad you brought that up because I mentioned it last week, but had hardly talked about it. I want to get some people on from New Hampshire. They're leading this. That's why the system is demonizing 9/11 truth 24/7 now. They're scared of something, and they know the majority of America is questioning the official story. Max, thank you for spending so much time with us today.
Anytime, Alex.
Good to have you here with us. MaxKaiser.com. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'll talk about New Hampshire when we come back after this quick break and a lot of other news. Stay with us.
What's your home worth? How can you compare local real estate agents? And how do you get MLS listings for the entire country? If you're thinking of buying a home to take advantage of a tax credit or selling your house, you first need to see an incredible website called HomeGain.com. HomeGain.com will help you find a realtor to buy or sell a home. It's so easy, and best of all, it's free. At HomeGain.com, you can compare realtors anonymously, receive customized proposals, see consumer reviews, then select the best realtor for you. Go to HomeGain.com and get an instant home value estimate, view comparable homes, and check out street views. HomeGain.com has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and contains a wealth of information, like their home improvement tool that helps you determine which home improvements to make to increase your home's value. See the top 12 home improvements right now at HomeGain.com. That's HomeGain.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you find a realtor or with any other real estate needs you might have at HomeGain.com, your real estate connection.
Hi, Alex has been encouraging you to get food. Well, here's an unbelievable chance for you to jumpstart your food savings plan from eFoodsDirect.com. Anyone placing food orders on the large volume production run scheduled for the week of March 22nd can get a lot of food for very little cost. For example, with each pre-production order of 3 7-day responders, they'll ship a fourth week of food free. That's buy three, get one free. They'll take orders from now until March 22nd. The following week, they'll produce huge runs of the pre-ordered food, passing the savings to you in this buy three, get one free program. Folks, this is the best chance to stock up you'll ever see. Another example, buy 9 months worth of food and get 3 months free. You've got to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for the food buy of a lifetime. Or call 800-409-5633. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. take so pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Depending on the poll, more than half of Americans believe 9/11, the official story, to be a fraud. The lowest polls that are scientific are 36%. Some scientific polls, like the Angus and Reid New York Times poll of 2006, show 84% question the official story and believe they're being lied to. You're not a terrorist if you question. 9/11 truth had never been engaged in any violence. In the last 2 years, I've seen mainstream media talking points that 9/11 truth is going to attack the government. That has now happened last Thursday. And Fox News had me on Saturday night, Geraldo Rivera, to officially come out and say, this has destroyed your movement. No, physics and reality and science hasn't done that. We expose your false flag terror. And you're not going to be able to stop the truth from coming out, no matter how much terrorism you stage. And we're going to have Webster Tarpley on today in the last 20 minutes to break down the history as a historian of confirmed patsies. We've got him, correct? I just saw you thumbs up. Correct, Jaron? Yeah, he's confirmed. Great. Okay, so that is coming up. Here's an article. 12 New England towns demand 911 investigation. Reinvestigation. A new movement to reinstate the 9/11 attacks. A new movement to reinvestigate the 9/11 attacks is gaining pace in the U.S. with major public support. 12 towns are set to decide whether to ask the federal government for a new independent probe. Because in New Hampshire, they can have the cities basically order the legislature what to do. New York is dubbed as the Empire State for its wealth and resources and is rightfully regarded as America's most famous city, a beacon of fashion, finance, and fast-paced action. New Hampshire is the Granite State for so-called self-sufficiency, less flash and cash, more famous for hosting the first U.S. presidential primary. And it continues there talking about all the cities that are moving for a new investigation. This is why the system is so concerned and trying to demonize 9/11 truth. It's asinine. 9/11 truth exposing government-sponsored terrorism, and then the government tries to say, we are terrorists. It's not going to work. But they're also demonizing the Tea Parties, the End the Fetters, the Birthers, everybody else. We're being told we're terrorists, we're going to commit terror attacks by the Southern Poverty Law Center and others that are spokesmen for the government. And just like Hitler would stage terror attacks to demonize his political enemies, the same thing is being set up. And I've been predicting it intensely in the last really year, but the last 3 months intensely, warning every day. And now you're seeing clear false flags. So Webster coming on the last 20 minutes to walk through all of this with us. And we have a bunch of guests joining us tomorrow. Believe me, you're not going to want to miss that information. Now, yesterday, I started getting calls saying Adam Gadahn, the grandson of the ADL founding board member, a guy who was arrested for beating up Arabs outside their mosque in California, a guy who was so hateful of Arabs and Islam, he couldn't control himself. He then went and grew a big beard, and he sits there in English saying he's a top Al-Qaeda commander, and then Wired Magazine reported that videos of him and others that have been uploaded by different government front groups put the Al-Qaeda lower third and logo up in the same video layer as the Intel Center and other groups that upload these. There have been fake bin Laden videos, fake Al-Qaeda videos, all confirmed. They announced they'd arrested him. Everybody was like, oh, Adam Gadahn must be real. And I said, folks, watch. They'll say they didn't arrest him or they arrested him as an intelligence operative and they're protecting him. I've seen other arrests of high-level al-Qaeda, and you'll hear a year later, 2 years later in some cases, oh, they were really U.S. government agents. This will be in the news, but buried in a footnote. And they quietly released them under a new name and a witness protection program. Okay? That goes on. When they executed Tim McVeigh, two different mainline news reporters reported he was breathing in Terre Haute, Indiana, when he left. And it came out in federal documents that the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the Elohim City white supremacist compound that McVeigh was at. And it was sworn in federal documents by Terry Nichols and others. And then later, the lawyers involved actually got the FBI declassified, but the FBI blacked out part of it. Then they got another FOIA request through federal court where they blacked out other areas. They could put the two together and have the full report. Full federal operation. You had a bunch of states, what was it, 14 at the time, moving to declare 10th Amendment sovereignty against the feds, the UN takeover of Bill Clinton, the sellout to the Chinese. A move to get us out of the United Nations, and boom, they blew that building up. It came out on CBS News that the ATF had been told not to be in the building that day, that the FBI was in the town running an operation, and it came out that McVeigh was hired in Black Ops to infiltrate militia and terror groups. That is confirmed. And it's confirmed in the New York Times and CBS News again that the FBI cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, totally set up these two mentally retarded dupes in 1993 for the World Trade Center attack. The Ahmad Salam intelligence agent from Egypt thought they were setting him up, recorded the FBI telling him, you let that bombing go ahead. And that's the only reason he got away without being arrested. And he was given $1,300,000 payoff to keep quiet after that happened. They declassified in the last year those audio tapes from that trial. Burmese has clips of it in the upcoming film, Invisible Empire, by the way. I mean, this is some damning, damning information. We have Operation Northwoods, the U.S. government staged terror attack documents. It was declassified 3 weeks ago at the State Department.gov that Bobby Kennedy wanted to blow up U.S. embassies in Latin America to invade Honduras and other countries, and his brother said no. I mean, this is just standard operating procedure. And for the media to say these crazy nut lunatics think we should look at the government at least allowing this to happen when you have the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases. I mean, these are facts that cannot be ignored any longer. Now, I want to get into the most important story of the day. I want to play a video clip coming up when we come out of the next segment. The federal government under Tom Ridge in 2003 admitted that the airport security you see will be nationwide. They're now putting out Homeland Security videos showing mobile trucks where they're going to body scan you, brain scan you. The machine supposedly tells if you're lying, to get into football games at highway checkpoints. No judge, no jury, no nothing. And, of course, the machine's a quack fraud, just like lie detectors were proven to be a fraud in millions of people that were sent to prison, hundreds of thousands who were innocent. It's just made up. Oh, but the machine says you're lying. We're going to show you some Homeland Security video of that coming up. But the bigger issue here for everyone to understand and for everyone to be clear about is that Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act states that all misdemeanors are acts of terrorism. And last week we read articles where it's being used against homeless, gun shops, people that supposedly don't pay their income taxes, no due process. They're being arrested under the Patriot Act. John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007 states the feds are here and NORTHCOM are here to take over the states. The MIAC Homeland Security documents of last year, internal documents law enforcement gave us, mainstream media confirmed they were real, says gun owners, veterans, returning gun owner veterans, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, in the fetters, tax protesters are what Homeland Security is really for. It's not for the radical Arabs that the CIA runs 9 times out of 10. And now they admit with this Adam Gadon that he wasn't arrested. It was all fake, as usual. Again. They tell you they arrest him. Then they tell you hours later they didn't in a bottom footnote. That's how stupid they think you are to lend credibility to this Adam Gagan guy. And when he's making videos again in a month, the media won't retract that he was never arrested. This is PSYOP mind control. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. This isn't just PrisonPlanet.com. This is Atlantic Monthly. Dissenters to be detained as enemy belligerents. PrisonPlanet.com. Since the establishment media is convinced that the Tea Party members, 9/11 truthers, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, and basically anyone with a dissenting political opinion is a likely domestic terrorist, they should be celebrating the fact that a new bill would allow the government to detain such people as enemy belligerents indefinitely and without trial based on their suspected activity. That's a quote. Suspected. No trial, no nothing, suspected. No habeas corpus, no nothing. The enemy belligerent interrogation detention, that means torture, the enemy belligerent interrogation detention and prosecution act of 2010 introduced by Senators John McCain and Joseph Lieberman on Thursday with little fanfare sets out a comprehensive policy for detention, interrogation, and trial of suspected enemy belligerents who are believed to engage in hostile activities against the United States by belligerents who are believed to have engaged. And it goes on, requiring these individuals to be held in military custody, interrogated for their intelligence value, and not provided with Miranda warning, writes the Atlantic's Mark Ambinder. Read the full text of the bill here, PDF. The bill does not distinguish between U.S. citizens and non-citizens and states the suspected belligerents who were considered a high-value detainee shall not be provided with Miranda warning. A person considered a high-value detainee if they fulfill one of the following criteria. Here's the key. One, pose a threat of an attack on civilian or civilian facilities when the U.S. or U.S. facilities abroad. Two, poses a threat to U.S. military personnel or U.S. military facilities. Three, potential intelligence value for any reason, any potential value, they grab you. Four, is a member of Al-Qaeda or a terrorist group affiliated with Al-Qaeda. And here's the key. Five, such other matters as the president considers appropriate. The president is the Fuhrer, he is God. And they go on to say this will be used against the American people, and that's how it's written. And now they say they already have Viper teams, TSA, Homeland Security, all over the country running checkpoints with regular Army and Marines. Now they're saying that they're just going to pull you out of your car when you're going to the mall and run you through these machines, and oh, where'd Alex go? Well, the machine said he was a terrorist. Total fraud. That machine is now your jury.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Webster Tarpley coming up in 15 minutes to go over a brief history of previous patsies where it's confirmed to be government staged. This is what they do. So they've introduced a bill that has a good chance of passing that says American citizens for any potential intelligence value can be secretly arrested, tortured, or for such other matters as the president considers appropriate. Now, the Enemy Combatant Act said the same thing, but this is even more expansive. Simultaneously, it's finally in Wired Magazine and even the Wall Street Journal, headline, Cybersecurity, the End of the Free Internet. Another headline, Cybersecurity enacts the end of the open Internet. I mean, this is really happening. They're really saying the end of free speech. They're really saying we'll secretly arrest you. They really have legislation to publicly open the FEMA camps, the National Emergency Centers Act. They really have all these executive orders on the books. The foreign banks are really robbing us. Our criminal government does nothing but put dictatorships and corrupt regimes in worldwide. This isn't the American government. And a lot of people in government are concerned as well, but all of us have to have our voices heard and stop just attacking the Republicans or the Democrats. They're a bunch of puppets. We have to go after the bankers. Now, listen. License plate reading cameras are scanning everywhere you go. Your cell phones are tracking you. They admit that the federal government and Google, not just public schools, are watching you on the cameras and microphones built into all the new computers. That's now admitted. It's now admitted for 37 years. All babies at birth have their blood taken. It's given to the Pentagon for bioweapons research illegally. I told you that 14 years ago. It's now all over the news. See, they just do whatever they want. They put out fake Al-Qaeda videos. They stage terror attacks. They're completely criminal. They stole $28 trillion and won't tell Congress where it went. $28 trillion, not $784 billion. Now, I'm going to go out to break with part of this six-minute clip. It's in the article Paul Watson wrote to sinners to be detained as enemy belligerents. There's another Homeland Security thing they're looking at, another video, where they want everybody to wear taser bracelets, everyone that gets on a plane. It's not enough to naked body record you. There's no end. This is pure tyranny. Now, here they are in a Homeland Security video talking about these mobile vans they've got, these big mobile 18-wheeler trailers, where they body scan you, brain scan you to see if you're lying. And these are now showing up in America. Think of a science fiction movie where there's mobile brain scanning vans because there's terrorists, but they leave the borders wide open. And every time there's a real terrorist and they're going to stop him, the State Department's ordered by the CIA to let the underwear bomber on the plane. It's mainstream news and gets no attention. Let's go ahead and go to this video. Oh, happy, calm music. Homeland Security. Notice how they do it real calm. Everything's fine, slaves. Get on the trains. Get on the wagons.
Under the Future Attribute Screening Technologies, or FAST program, the Department of Homeland Security is developing innovative physiological and behavioral screening technologies to streamline the screening process at security checkpoints. In support of this program, Battelle has
head
partnered
pause. See, first they're going to naked. First you take your shoes off, you get asked questions, you take your belt off, you get searched. They're admitting like dog training in the airport, then they do it nationwide. Then it's naked body scans. Then they're talking about body x-rays. Then it's brain scanners. It's being asked questions. It's being prodded. It's secret police everywhere. They're already doing this in England 3 years ago. They have mobile trucks doing it. Do you understand how evil this government is? See, they know most of you fly on planes and put up with this, so now they'll be on the streets. The schools have thumb scanners, body searches, brainwashing, shooting drills to scare the kids. They're conditioning you to be total slaves. Continue.
Industry leaders Farber Specialty Vehicles and Draper Laboratory to design and develop a portable research facility for the development and demonstration of innovative security screening technologies, the FAST Demonstration Laboratory. The mobility of the FAST Demonstration Laboratory allows security officials to quickly and efficiently establish security boundaries at any location, making it useful for everything from large sporting events, border crossings, or airports. The screening mobile module provides a checkpoint to establish or supplement security facilities at points of entry. At special events, attendees pass through the screening mobile module.
All right, applause. See, first they have troops out of the Kentucky Derby, football games, college, NFL, then high school. We showed you that 5 years ago. Little three-year-olds' bags being searched by troops, being conditioned. You see video from Fallujah. They have these mobile trucks, face scanning, biometrically brain scanning. In 2000, I showed you Marine Corps training in California where they had people playing the parts of American militia from San Francisco being herded through these systems. They're now getting grants to give these to local police departments, and the Homeland Security officials sit on the boards of these companies getting money as consultants to then go illegally lobby for these. I mean, this is a high-tech, futuristic nightmare. We're going to finish up with this, play the Fox News piece, hit piece with Araldo, go to Webster Tarpley and a lot more. But, I mean, to openly introduce bills for FEMA camps and to arrest citizens for no reason and torture us, I mean, my God.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I'm the enemy.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. So, taser bracelets, mobile vans, forced inoculation. They set you down and ask you if you're a terrorist. And these people buy $500 football tickets. They're going to go through it. They're going to do it. And their kids are going to do it. And it's just total conditioning to accept people getting in your business, being guilty until proven innocent. And it's a machine scanning your facial expressions and your brain waves. Already some airports have these. And now they want blood samples to get a driver's license. Bill Clinton signed an executive order in 1994 to do that. My first film, America Destroyed by Design, shows the executive order. Now they're trying to implement it. They're training you to accept anything, like a pimp breaks a whore. Okay? They're breaking your will. It's so sick to see my fellow countrymen and others globally being turned into nothing but slaves. Let's go ahead and finish up with this chilling clip from Homeland Security.
The unique low-floor trailer design ensures accessibility for all. Inside the screening mobile module, a suite of real-time, non-invasive sensors measure behavioral and physiological indications of malintent.
Oh, it's non-invasive. Back it up. It's non-invasive. We don't stick anything up your rear or down your throat. Brain scanning people. Body scanning people. Biometrically recording you at malls or on the highway or to go into a sporting event. And the public schools are already little prisons. But the illegal aliens in 800 cities are above the law. Every day they run into somebody and kill them in Central Texas, and the media never talks about how they're illegal aliens. But they throw the book at us, the scumbag, dumb citizens. That's how we're seen. And I guess we deserve it. Back to the clip.
A suite of real-time, non-invasive sensors measure behavioral and physiological indications of malintent, or the intent or desire to cause harm. As sensor technology evolves, the screening mobile module can be easily reconfigured with movable partition walls. The screening mobile module can be configured to support primary screening, secondary screening, observation areas, or multiple screening lanes for higher subject throughput. Anchor track on the walls, ceiling, and floors provide a secure and easily reconfigurable means of installing equipment throughout the screening unit. New screening sensors can be easily integrated into the screening mobile module. The command unit provides local supervision and management of screening operations during a security event. Multiple screening units can be wirelessly networked to a single command module, minimizing the resources needed to manage large events and providing a cost-effective means of providing on-site security operations at a large event. Climate-controlled data processing areas in both mobile modules provide ample space for on-site data processing and analysis equipment. The mobile modules are secured by a security system that protects the equipment and sensor data.
These are mobile interrogation brainwashing units. Skip ahead to the very end because we're running out of time. At the very end, they show actual subjects being asked if they're terrorists. skip ahead. The last minute or two shows it. I mean, they just engage in outrageous behavior in front of everyone. Did you find it? Go ahead.
Developing innovative screening technologies.
Now, here's some examples.
Step forward and stand on those footprints on that map.
Step forward.
What I'm going to have you do is, can you put your purse in your pocket or just to the side there? I'm going to have you look in my direction. Just keep your hands just kind of to the side and try and refrain from moving. Okay, just try and remain as still as possible.
Hear that, prisoner?
Did you show your ID to the first guard?
To the guard?
Are you attempting to smuggle an explosive device into the expo today? Are you from the local area? Are you attempting to smuggle a recording device into the expo today?
That's enough. And then notice they widen it. Oh, you're going into the expo center to see a rock and roll concert. Are you attempting to smuggle a recording device? Because that's the same as an explosive. See, first, are you trying to smuggle an explosive in? Are you from the local area? Are you trying to smuggle a recording device in? See, because they know there's no real terrorist. And so, and then they go on and on. And when I watch the Marines playing the part of taking over Oakland, interrogating the mock terrorist, you're in a militia. Where are you from? Where'd you get the helmet? And they're doing the same thing. You live in Fallujah now, folks. And if you let these sickos naked body scan you, you already let them take your shoes off and all these acts of submission. Now in the last hour of flights, they say you can't talk, got to put your hands in your lap, can't have a blanket, because you all might be terrorists. The only group we can trust that's not terrorist is the government run by big banks stealing tens of trillions of dollars and lying about WMDs and killing over a million Iraqis and leaving our borders open and building giant prisons everywhere and sneaking in narcotics. That's the only group we can trust, but people trying to get into an expo center have got to see a rock concert, have got to be asked if they're terrorists and asked if they have a recording device and brain scanned. You know, I'm out of time. I wanted to play the Fox News piece with Geraldo trying to demonize 9/11 truth. At the start of the clip, it's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. It's been the news and feature on the front page of YouTube all day if you want to see it. It's another easy way on the front page of YouTube. Geraldo said, oh, this guy's a 9/11 truther. Does this discredit your movement? It didn't seem to discredit the Tea Parties that a Tea Party guy flew into the building when he was a Tea Party. And I pointed out the government has staged terror in the past. That's the information that gets looked at, not some patsy showing up and doing this out of the blue. And Geraldo didn't know what to say. And then his co-host basically said that I was making outrageous claims saying Gulf of Tonkin and other events were staged, and Geraldo had to admit, no, it is staged. Now, I've been telling you they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on birthers, on truthers, and on tea parties. And they're now doing it. And I told you, because out of the blue, with birthers, truthers, and tea parties engaged in no violence ever, out of the blue, all their talking heads started saying, truthers are going to kill Obama. They're going to attack the military. They're going to attack police. You watch. That's them preparing the public. And then it happens. And then you look at the case. Underwear bomber. Family warned. State Department ordered him let on the plane. Had him let on the plane. Now confirmed. Kurt Haskell confirmed. All of it proven. The eyewitness is correct. FBI admits they lied. But no investigation. The Ford Hood shooter for 2 years talked about what he was going to do, thought he was emailing Al-Qaeda. Turned out it's this top Al-Qaeda guy who works for CIA, who runs all the major patsies. In every other case, this guy's family warned him months and then weeks before, and nothing was done. They're not releasing the surveillance footage. Operation Northwoods talks about grazing or wounding troops at U.S. military bases in D.C., in Miami, and at Guantanamo Bay with people dressed up like Cubans. And even, folks, they just repeat the same thing over and over again. They're at a key juncture. Why are they so afraid of 9/11 truth? Why are they hell-bent on demonizing 9/11 truth? because they can't stage terror attacks anymore to launch new wars because we have educated the public about false flag terror. We've taken one of their favorite mechanisms of frame-up, a false flag, and we've exposed it. And so Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, scores of other publications, Time, Newsweek, all particularly naming Alex Jones. I mean, the London Guardian said that I'm like a black hole of evil and creating mass psychosis. They are really angry right now, and that's because they want to launch new terror attacks, but they know we're going to be here exposing them, so they think if they discredit us before they stage new terror, no one will listen. But that's flawed logic. The idea of looking for the staged terror is now there. That's why Kurt Haskell, the lawyer, and his wife and others saw them lead the underwear bomber on the plane, saw them protect him without a passport, get him on, saw the man videotaping him, part of a drill, found the other bomb on the plane once they got off. Then they lied about that. All that since has come out to be true. But there's no investigation. Because Haskell and his wife were 9/11 truthers. We've got people everywhere. Some polls are in the mid-30s, 36% is the lowest. Some polls, 84% believe 9/11 is an inside job. Angus and Reed, New York Times, 2006. They are panicking because we've got our people everywhere who are going to record and remember what happens, and we know what to look for now. I now go to Webster Griffin Tarpley, a doctorate of history and economics, author of 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in the USA, a great book on 9/11 that we sell at Infowars.com. Webster, I wanted to get you on with some of the past patsy ops versus provocateur or purely staged ops to look at what's happening with this latest event and see if you concur with me. You were on 3 weeks ago when I said they're going to stage terror and blame it on 9/11 truth because I saw the pre-programming going on from their mouthpieces. Webster Tarpley.
Yes, certainly. There are many indications that this indeed is a staged operation with a patsy. And I guess even before we get to the patsy part, I guess the starting point is always, is there something fishy? Is there something suspicious, something that doesn't add up? And I would say in this case, according to ABC News, there's a second individual taken into custody at the shooting, briefly detained and then released after they said that he had nothing to do with the incident. The two cops are not being allowed to talk to the press.
Yeah, that's an African immigrant. Yeah, go ahead.
The two people who are slightly wounded. Well, we think it's the African immigrant, but we don't know. That could be a cover for some other person that was actually there.
Then we have his family warning in detail.
Right, but just in terms of this. Now, the guy, I have to be very brutal about him. It's a tragic case, but this is someone who is mentally ill. He is a psychotic. He is criminally insane. And we have the testimony of his psychiatrist, Dr. J. Michael Nelson, says that Bedell has bipolar disorder, which he could have controlled with medication, but instead he refused his medication and instead turned to marijuana. And I think that this is the key to it, because in order to be a patsy, it helps to have cognitive impairment, and that's what we find in this case. He's been institutionalized many times over the years. His parents essentially begged to have the police institutionalize him, hospitalize him. In that sense, there's a direct parallel to Mutallab, where the parents also say that the kid is...
He'd also been talking to the Pentagon for 5 years about some of his inventions and had talked about traveling to meet with them there. So he could have just been a mentally ill person they had. They shoot a few of their people, kill him.
Right. Now, the question of 9/11 truth, I think this is complete red herring, because what I see about this is a kind of a throwaway line, a chance comment 4 or 5 years ago. He's interested in this Sabow case, but he's not really interested in 9/11. If we look at him in terms of action rather than rhetoric, action for him means narcotics. He is devoted to narcotics. He wants a society based on narcotics. He wants marijuana to be the basis of the currency. He wants billions and billions of marijuana plants. And, of course, then it gets into his arrest record. And I think this is where you also see this question of the patsy. The patsy gets away with murder. Or he gets away with things that the average person never could and that would be in jail. Now, in this case, in 2006, he's arrested in California for growing marijuana plants. Now, he may have a medical marijuana card, and that may get him off, but he's also in there for resisting arrest in California. Then we have him picked up in Texas in January for speeding but also with a marijuana pipe.
And the state police officer called his parents and said he seems like he's out of his mind. Well, Webster, we know that he fits the M.O., the patsy,
right,
on that front. The reason I wanted to get you on, though, was to go over some of the history of other type mental deficiencies they've used where it's turned out it was provocateur actions.
Yeah, well, again, the Reno, Nevada case is also, I think, significant. He's got pipes. He's driving under the influence of marijuana. He's driving while drugged. And nevertheless, he's able to go on what is described as a 6 to 8 week driving spree. Where does he get the money? And then he shows up at the Pentagon. Where was he during this 6 to 8 week period? Now, the parallels. Major Hassan is someone who worked at the Walter Reed Army Hospital here in Washington, D.C. He was active at the Bethesda Naval Medical Center. So he's a shrink among shrinks. And we have these memos from his colleagues saying this man is a psychotic. In other words, he talks about Islam, but basically his problem is that he's a psychotic and nothing happened. Similarly with Mutallab, the parents, in this case with Bedell, have begged the police to take him into custody. Nothing happened. So we look at Bedell, he's got four or five things going for him. He's got marijuana convictions, speeding convictions. His parents put in a missing persons report. They say he may be armed, may be dangerous. Nothing happens. So it seems to me you've got two sides. If you want to call anybody to account, let's call in George Soros and ask him about the implications of marijuana and narcotics for this case. Rather than pin it on 9/11, I don't think you can really use these cases to pin it on anybody. But in this case, there is a direct role of marijuana in the guy's psychosis, which prepares him for the role that he's then
okay, playing. We know you hate marijuana, Webster. That's great. My issue is I wanted to get you on because you're very researched on all the other patsies from Miami and in the Bronx and just over and over again where they go and set up these patsies.
Yeah, I think the most recent one that we should keep our eyes on is, again, Major Hassan, because he's somebody who behaves in a very erratic and outrageous way. In the case of Major Hassan, the Fort Hood shooter, this is also somebody who's got a secret-level clearance because by virtue of being a major in the U.S. Army. He's got this clearance, and that would put him normally under special.
And he's emailing this top al-Qaeda guy who runs all the other patsies over and over again, and then they declare national security on all his emails.
Right, so he's sheeped it. So essentially, if we look back again, if we look at the Fort Hood, if we look at the Fort Dix Six, if we look at the Miami Haitians, these other cases that we've had, we can see that the idea of a troubled subject, a subject with mental illness or cognitive impairment, you can also see it in the alleged attempt to blow up the fuel lines going into Kennedy Airport on the part of a kind of a street vagrant who also had a history of mental disease. So you see this again and again. It means that these individuals are susceptible to manipulation. And again, I would like to know, what was Bedell doing during the time from about January 18th, when he seems to have gone back to his home for a short time, and this past past week when he showed
okay,
up?
Okay, Webster, I'm gonna skip this break. This is a network break, so it's ours for the stations out there. We're going to skip the Genesis break right now. Finish up with the patsy background, but then let's expand on why are they running these operations now. Why within an hour and 5 minutes was all the national and international news saying he was a 9/11 truther? Why are they wanting to demonize 9/11 truth now? Because we've seen this concerted six-month ramp-up to this.
I think it's an exercise in neo-McCarthyite hysteria. It is similar to old demagogue Senator Joe McCarthy and the Red Scare of the 1950s. This time the names of the targets are different. The immediate setting, and we should be aware of this, is a worldwide revolt against Wall Street and bankers and the International Monetary Fund and the power of bankers. Just three examples. Greece. The Goldman Sachs attacks Greece as a way of getting at the euro, and now the people in Greece are told that their health, education, welfare, social safety net, wages are all going to be destroyed because Goldman Sachs and George Soros, again, are attacking the currency. So they've had one general strike 10 days ago. They're going to have another general strike this week. So they're fighting. Iceland on Saturday, the referendum. Will Iceland pay $6 billion to the British and the Dutch. It's the equivalent of $130 per person per month for the next 6 to 8 years, depending on the interest. So they say no. 92% of Iceland says no, we will not pay the banks. We will not be slaves of the banks. And then in this country, something that I think is very, very significant, we've had on 100 campuses in 33 states an upsurge of student activism saying no to tuition cuts, no to increased payments, especially in cases like California, where part of the money is going to go straight into the hands of Wall Street bankers as a result of the bonded...
And it's hard for the media to demonize them as evil right-wing Tea Party people.
Certainly, and their program is also quite different, and I think their program makes a lot more sense than some of these other programs. So the students are essentially trying to defend their right to an education. And you add this together from Greece...
Well, I don't think they have a right to it, but they paid for it. And we know that the big universities take most of the money and invest it in derivatives like the University of Texas. So they do have a right to not be ripped off.
Yeah, the large schools. I mean, look, Harvard, Yale, MIT, Princeton, all the rest of them have lost between one quarter and one third of their endowment because of derivative speculation.
Some lost more, but yeah, so now they're trying to...
Larry Summers up at Harvard played a big role. So what you see, I think, is the beginning of a mass strike period, but this time a real one. In other words, real economic self-defense, as the bankers turn the screws and demand more austerity, take away your Social Security, take away your Medicare, take away your unemployment benefits.
They're going to stage events to demonize all of their political opposition. But I don't see this working, Webster.
I think this depends on all of us. It seems to me that it's a complete red herring. In other words, this is completely outrageous that they want to take some four-year-old scrap of a quote and characterize this mentally ill, criminally insane, homicidal maniac.
But that's more evidence of it being staged, how they were ready within an hour and 5 minutes to run with this and go after yours truly.
All right. In that case, let's look at the other side of it. Now, let's look at the Obama White House. Who do we find? We find this odd couple, I would say. Cass Sunstein, who is the regulations czar, and his wife, his new wife of about a year, and that's Samantha Power. You'll remember her foul-mouth interventions during the primary campaign, cursing out Hillary Clinton in a British interview. Cass Sunstein and Samantha Power. Samantha Power is now the director of multilateral relations at the National Security Council.
Yeah, Sunstein's calling for provocateuring 9/11 truth.
Right, and therefore we can say Sunstein is obviously a left totalitarian thinker. He's obviously somebody who hates the First Amendment, can't stand normal political...
He says that. Yeah, he says ban freedom.
He says he wants to tax conspiracy theories. This is unbelievable. This is an absolute crackpot. But you see, this is a power couple inside the Obama regime. Now, when we look at these things that Bedell is alleged to have said, how do we know that these computer postings on the internet are really from Bedell?
Maybe by the way, for those that don't know, you're not just saying this. Cass Sunstein, a year and a half ago at Chicago Law School, in conjunction with Harvard, wrote, "We will go out on the internet. We will pose as 9/11 truthers and say horrible things. We will infiltrate their groups and try to create violence." I mean, so you're saying it looks like, well, yeah, I mean, Cass Sunstein's probably involved in this.
We just don't know. In other words, it is real folly to take the ravings of a psychotic in any case, but ravings of a psychotic posted on the internet, which could be anybody. This could be an intelligence agency. My gosh, the National Security Council can certainly do these things.
Well, in closing, separately, Adam Gadahn, this ADL guy, they claim they captured him yesterday and then announced, oh, we didn't capture him. I mean, this is just like 3 weeks ago when they claimed they captured number two in Taliban, and the next day said they didn't do it. And that's an intelligence op where they throw it out and then set the precedent that they can just lie and get away with it.
Well, maybe they want to remind us who this character is. All I can say with this Adam Gadahn is that his story is very fishy and has seemed to me to be fishy for the last several years. Maybe they'll get their story together. But it seems like they want to remind us who he is so that if they do claim to have captured him, it won't be ho-hum. It will be, the most wanted Adam Gadahn. So I don't know about that. But in particular...
Bottom line, why are they so scared of 9/11 truth right now?
I think it's because they want to use this to launch a situation of the neo-McCarthyite demonization of any kind of critical or opposition thinking. And again, I think it has to do with the fact that we're going into some kind of a mass strike period. You could see the American labor movement now returning to life. Because if the students can come back to life after decades of the campuses being political graveyards, the labor movement. Obama has just gone through his PATCO moment. Remember when Ronald Reagan broke and destroyed the air traffic controllers union? Last week we had this school in Rhode Island where a bunch of teachers were fired, outrageously fired by the administration. And Obama and his Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, come out and say, that's great. That's what we should do. Fire the teachers. Bust the union. Reagan did it with PATCO. Obama's now having his Reagan moment. He's channeling Reagan.
And you said that that would be, you said that would be his specialty as this Bill and Melinda Gates Ford Foundation funded minion, fake left cover. His job in Chicago was breaking up the unions.
We can even say Obama's family business is busting the teachers union. So he was able to bust the United Auto Workers by forcing their wages down to
and
the
again
level.
Love the unions, hate them, they're destroying any way we can politically organize.
These are the mass organizations that would be important for any kind of resistance.
Everything must go to the bankers. Well, I'll say this, Webster, I believe they're getting ready to stage more terror attacks and blame it on 9/11 truth, more to blame the Tea Party, more to blame the In the Fetters. I want to put you on hold here at the end of the show, try to schedule you in the next week for a full hour, so we're not as breakneck. We'll put you on hold right now, Webster. We're out of time. Incredibly jam-packed transmission today. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. On the audio streams, don't forget the free Apple iPhone app at InfoWars.com. If you don't have an iPhone, send the link to friends and family. They can download it for free. Please buy the books and videos at InfoWars.com. That's what supports this whole operation and support our sponsors. Great job with the crew. Some very informative guests tomorrow. We'll go to Iceland, the front line of the fight against the bankers. They just said no to their takeover. God bless you all, ladies and gentlemen. We can, we must prevail.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-